Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You want to talk about loneliness or share a prayer request tonight? Maybe even a word of testimony, what God's been doing in your life. Frank is in New York listening over WAWZ. Thanks for calling us, Frank.
Good evening, gentleperson.
Evening, sir.
Anyway, I heard your topic about feeling alone, even alone in a crowd. And there are times when I feel alone in a crowd of one. And in my church, my pastor, Pastor Buzz Burbank, has stated on many occasions, I have taken drugs, I have imbibed in alcohol, I've had sex with women, but there's nothing like a good dose of Jesus Christ. And I was wondering if Jesus were alive today, if he would be listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, that's a great question. Bless you.
Thank you. I think
the reality is, I think he'd be doing the kind of things he was doing in the New Testament.
Do you smell your own farts?
I'm sorry, sir. We really can't, have you using language like that on the air. And while we care about Frank and we pray for him, and certainly our hearts go out to him, and I'm grateful that he's involved in a church. And I want to encourage folks to pray for Frank and his own loneliness and the issues that he's dealing with in his own life. And most of all, that the Lord will be able to help him deal with some of the things that he needs to deal with.
Everybody loves Don.
Your discretion is advised.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I just want to say it was not a happy team flight after the Ravens lost yesterday in Miami.
Oh, look at them. Oh, no. I thought you left them in Miami.
They snuck on the equipment, Mike. Those bastards.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Linguini's fine liberal and all the ships at sea. Sadly.
Cabbage.
Sadly, they are always delinquent. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Troublemaker. You stop it. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Monday. November 11-ered.
Wrong.
And I'm sorry, 17-ered.
Right.
It's 11-ered, 17-ered, 03-ered. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. It's unlisted. We like it like that.
What was that number again?
877-365-3636.
There it is.
I said it. Yeah, you said it weird. How did I say it weird?
I didn't notice.
877-365-3636.
877-365-3636.
Right.
Unless you're calling from Canada.
You try keeping these numbers track, stacked up. And
why do you think I'm over on this side?
Now you have me wondering if I stumble on the number.
No, it was 1-877-365-3636.
Sounds like a phone number to me. And from Canada. 800-636-1067. And from Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
what happened?
Shut up.
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What a weekend I had with your Baltimore Ravens.
The Ravens were your host. I'm sorry they didn't win the football game.
Me too. But boy.
Sorry the Redskins didn't win the football game.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Double sorry about that one, Mike.
Yeah.
Double sorry about
a lot of football losing in the East Mid-Atlantic quarter.
Triple sorry about that one. I was fortunate enough to be with the Ravens, and boy, do I have some stuff to tell you. And if you happen to be watching the Ravens game yesterday, the Ravens-Miami game, and you happen to see on the sidelines a dynamic, stunning Adonis wearing a
raccoon coat.
Yeah, that would be me standing next to, as I like calling him, BB, Brian Billick. I call him BB because that is what he has monogrammed into the
cuffs
of his shirt.
BB.
BB. Boy, I had the greatest freaking, I wish I could say the F word.
Yeah.
The greatest freaking weekend I've ever had.
Wow.
As far as football goes.
Cool. That's incredible.
It's too bad the Ravens lost the game. Mm. But when we tell you the stuff that happened on the way there and when you get there, and anyway, it's a show. And thank you very much to the Baltimore Ravens and to Dave Modell, first off. We do have something about the show to announce. That, in an unprecedented show of support,
yes,
we have a car to give away.
A car?
For Christmas.
Wow.
It's a new car. Mike, it's the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4. This baby has a sticker of over $23,000.
That's a delightful sport utility vehicle.
Nice. This car is courtesy of Ferris Jeep of Fairfax Circle. Hit up their website, www.ferris.com. www.ferris.com.
Wonderful.
So they've given us a car to give away, and they've requested that the car be given away,
yes,
on Friday, December 12th.
Wonderful.
Which is not much time.
Right.
Which is just a month away.
Less than that.
Just a month away.
But hey, that's a great vehicle.
So now here's what we've done. We've gone through and done the math here.
Yeah.
That's a month of shows. You know, 5 days a week, except for the 2 days here for Thanksgiving.
Of course.
Right. And you know, excuse us for taking Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving the day after off.
Right.
Excuse us for that up front so we can just get past all the arguing about that. that I count 18. So the rules say that there will be at least 18 keys given away for this car. And if you win a key, you get the key and you get $100, and then you get the chance to come down, and we love the radio excitement when you come down here and you put the key in the...
Oh, I love the key shows. I really do. Hate it when they open them, when the key starts the very first one.
Yeah, now, you don't want that.
Now, these keys, they are going to be hard to get.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you that right up front. You got to be a loyal listener to get one of these babies.
Very good.
Because we can give away as little as 18, which would be good odds if your odds were 1 in 18. Or we have 18,000 people if we
want. Sure.
The deal is this: we got to give it away, like I said, on Friday, the 12th of December. So we'll start that contest today. I must tell you this from the legal department, and I love them. Just love, XXOO.
Oh yeah.
LOLROFLs to all of you guys in the legal department. This car. Now you can win this car from anywhere in America.
Uh-huh.
The prize is non-transferable, meaning if you're listening to us in let's say Sacramento.
Ah. Okay.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's say Sacramento.
All right.
Let's say you're listening to us in Sacramento.
All right.
And you call in and you win the key and you win the $100. Well, we will have a person who will take your place in the drawing and will try to start the car for you on your behalf.
Wonderful. Very good.
However, if you're out of town,
We try the key, but you must get yourself here to the D.C. metro area to pick up the car. There's no shipping on this. It's
right.
Not like you win the car and we're going to put it in a box.
I think it's fine. I think people that would win a car, I mean, a $23,000 automobile is worth coming across the country
for.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. And we're going to be giving this car away in just a month. Just in time for Christmas, so stand by for action because we're giving away these keys.
Very exciting.
And we won't give away a lot of these keys. Also, you know, when we did the marshmallow races recently, we realized just what a small group of funny ideas we've ever had on this show for things, and so we went back again. We said, well, that was good. That was something we did 12 years ago.
That was special.
That was good. And so we went back and we said, what did we do 10 years ago that was funny?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it, of course, is when we had dinner on the Mayflower, which is the worst radio promotion ever.
Right.
The one where you actually gave a Mayflower moving van and dinner, people eat their dinner on it. Well, we're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
We have an actual Mayflower van, incidentally, you eat inside the van. You'll do this during the show,
mm-hmm.
And your hostesses will be the girls at the Crystal City Restaurant, where you will see them just as you would see them on stage.
Well, then.
It is totally catered, done Thanksgiving style. We will accommodate a family of up to 20 people.
Good.
Winner receives $500. The date of this. And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get all the business out of the way here.
Quite a lot of it.
I got an actual calendar here. Wednesday, November 26th. That's the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the day when your family should be here. Now, the family, ideally would be a family of you know, many generations.
Right. Yes, grandma, great-grandma. I think we had a great-grandmother one time.
Now, and I would say with the kids, here's the deal. Because the lovely hostesses and the girls who will be serving you the dinner will be coming from the Crystal City Restaurant,
mm-hmm.
I would say this, that perhaps, you know, because...
The youngsters probably, I think you have to be 21.
My cutoff, Mike, would be 8, I believe.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
Don, unfortunately, I don't believe the legal department will allow you to have that cutoff.
Well, they do have pasties.
Yeah.
They do have pasties, but it's an adult thing.
Right.
So it'd be better if it's like you and your parents.
Right.
And the absolute best scenario would be a bunch of old people.
Lots mm-hmm. of old people. The older, the better.
So anyway, the winner family, the winning family gets $500. You just have to come down here and be a part of the show. And we'll have the actual Mayflower moving van, and we have lights, and we have space heaters.
Good.
And we have the food and everything. So that's coming.
So there's a chance that Mayflower van will just go up like a tinderbox.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way to enter this contest is to send us a note and tell us, explain to us who's in your family and why we should all celebrate a dinner on the Mayflower.
Good.
And, hey, Robbie, who's on the phone?
It's, I don't know. They can put it on hold before I got there.
Oh. Hello?
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim who? Tim Sabian?
McWilliams.
Oh, Tim McWilliams.
Uh-huh. Well, what are you doing on the phone, Tim?
What are you doing? We're doing a radio show.
Yeah, wait, I'm just driving this Jeep back.
Oh, you mean the Jeep from the Jeep we're giving away?
Yeah.
Oh, you whore. I'm hanging up on you now, for God's sake.
Was she trying to get a little mention on how hot the car was?
Yeah. Come on, Tim.
I forgot to mention there was a downside to this, and that is Tim McWilliams.
Oh, my God.
Charlie, what's the email site if you want to enter your family?
Go to WJFK.com and go to the Don and Mike page and look for the email link.
And that's it. But I mean, can't we just give out the address?
It's Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Beautiful. So send us.
Tell us why your family's so special.
Send us the letter. Send us the email.
Give us the details on who's going
to
come.
Make it easy to read, because remember, that's the great ABM right there, A Beautiful Mind, Broyhill.
Right.
That's the guy who's going to be reading them and passing
me
them
no
on.
Me no understand
what?
Big words.
So anyway, that's let me write that down myself. That's Don and Mike. Was it Don and Mike Show?
I believe so.
Don and Mike Show.
At WJFK.com.
At WJFK.com. Beautiful. So
that's not one of the ones that's snatched up by that congressional candidate?
I don't think so.
So, well, no, because it has a WJFK.com app.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, enter there and bring your family down, and we promise we'll treat them nice, and it'll be good and awkward with old people. And
the older the better.
And young people.
Octogenarians, that's what I'm looking for.
All of that happening. So we're giving away a
that's
car.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're giving away a car. We're bringing back the dinner on the Mayflower thing.
And, of course, it's a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everything. I mean, we get it catered from the restaurant.
What do you expect?
They bring down, you know, your mashed potatoes, that thing.
Turkey, a little nipple dressing.
That thing that with the thing with the little marshmallows on top of it.
Right.
The yams, the sweet potatoes.
Yeah, the whole thing.
You like those sweet potatoes?
No, I don't. Sweet potatoes make me throw up instantly. No, they do.
I have never been a fan of the sweet potato with all the marshmallow. It's like, you know, if you want dessert, wait till later.
Right.
Sweet potatoes, the only thing that I can remember in my entire life that I remember when I was a kid saying, I don't like the way it smells.
Right.
And you know how parents are. Well, you won't know unless you try it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you stop this? You won't know it until you try it. So I don't know if it was psychological or what. I was just a little kid.
You eat it and immediately regurgitated?
You bet your ass. And
wow.
And even now, if I smell it, uh-huh, and if I get a really good whiff, I can get nauseous.
Wow. One Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law, Paul, made a peanut soup. As an appetizer.
Hey, I got news for you. I'm making some of that right now.
And I yacked that up.
Not pleasant.
That was a delayed reaction, though.
I'm making some more.
I mean, I remember right outside the Willow Lake Apartments in Laurel, Maryland. Couldn't make it to the apartment. Just couldn't make it on time. Yacked my guts out.
So we've got tons of good stuff here in the car.
We have four bottles of wine, too.
We've got the dinner on the Mayflower. We have other contest stuff coming up. And don't want to ignore what should be the main story today. We'll get to this. Mm-hmm. It's happened in California. It's going to happen, or has it happened?
Has happened. Well, it's a time change.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, in California.
Big moment.
Yeah. John in Sacramento. John.
Yes.
Has it happened yet?
Yes.
He's been sworn in?
Yes.
Have the wildfires started again?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
It really is. It's no longer governor-elect. It is now Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, there's actually protesters, and there's a sign saying, Don and Mike, trust Arnold.
All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Well,
it's official.
I guess that's the...
Well, now he technically can be a listener to this show because he will be a resident of Sacramento.
You know, in some ways, that almost evens it out, the fact that he won the job as governor of California.
And he will now live in our favorite city.
He has to live in Sacramento. That's wonderful.
That's where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, we're going to have to get back into that Terminator 3 DVD today.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There he is. And what is this? Oh, someone sent me a calendar?
Oh, nice.
Thanks, Charlie. Hold on.
That was nice.
Yeah, they sent you a calendar. It's the 2004 calendar with the 2003 Packers schedule.
Okay, so this would be like a gaffe? This would be a goof on their part?
I don't know.
Hey, keep it in the plastic. Keep it in the plastic.
Hold on now.
It could be a collector's item.
I'm trying to follow this because Charlie...
I just think it's odd. It's the calendar for 2004, but it has a schedule that won't apply.
You know, it's amazing the way his brain works and stuff that gets him excited.
Thank you,
I'm not excited.
You're as excited as you get over something like that. That's something that brings you a great deal of joy and pleasure. It's something to the average person that wouldn't matter.
Well, now, Charlie, hold on. Before we open up with it, let me read the letter and let me tell you what it says.
See, I didn't read the letter.
Dear Don and Mike, greetings from Green Bay. We'll make this short and simple.
Want to sit down, Charlie?
Don, we
thank you, Mike.
We want to send you something from Stars and Cars Incorporated because you're a true Packer fan, and because we are lucky enough to have you guys on the air in Green Bay, WNFL. I thought you might enjoy our calendar. It is a 16th-month calendar featuring 14 guys from the Packer team and their favorite vehicles. Please enjoy. Thank you for many laughs. Good day to you, sirs. Tara Davis.
Well, what you've got is 16 months there, which would indicate that they're probably 4 months of 2003, which would mean that's why the current football schedule is on there, because they wouldn't have the current football schedule for 2004, because they make that over the summer.
Depends what 4 months they are.
Why don't we find out?
All right, let's open.
But that will be an answer to that question.
Let's open it up.
Process a lot, but I was able to process.
Right. That was good. I would just like to point out that I had maybe the most amazing weekend of my life, uh-huh, and there was business. You know, I mean, not well. it's up there. I'm not. It's not like, you know, getting laid or having,
right.
having a baby or, you know.
Where is it?
But it was close. Yeah. It was pretty great. But I went through all the station business, all of the show business, to get to telling you about this, and then Charlie came in at the last moment with this. So let's take
all
a look.
All right, let's see if I'm
let's
right.
Let's take a look. September 2003, here's Mike McKenzie. And he's...
Is October the next month?
Then October 2003, November.
Well, then,
never mind. 2003, December 2003.
Yeah, so those are all the months of they put the months of the football season.
And then you go to January, and there's Bubba Franks and his Mercedes, and there's February, and that's Amon Green and his BMW, and then you've got some doofus on his on his big fat whatever that is. What do you call it? Those fat boys. What is that?
That's a Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with this catalog,
calendar.
Calendar. I'm sorry.
No, I guess not.
It's perfect.
It's great.
It's wonderful.
That's nice.
Beautiful.
But the good news for these people is that normally this is the kind of thing that I would get and say to Charlie, oh, that's nice.
Right.
Then I would take the letter and I would go like this, and they would not have gotten a free plug.
And right. Now you qualified the letter, and Charlie thought he might have found a gap, but there was no
gap. I didn't think
the
months were going to be one after another.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
Sure.
There you go.
You know, I got another... I got another insight into the life of Charles Broyleton.
From this morning?
Do you mind if I tell them?
Not at all.
So, I'm on the phone with Charlie about some of the show stuff that we've got. You know, we got a car
right.
and all this other
we
stuff.
We got a car.
Right. And we're talking, and he's waiting in line at a drugstore for a prescription. And I hear him, he's talking to me, and he's saying, yeah, I think we can do this, but the lawyer says we got to do this. Okay. Charles Broyhill. And then I hear is Charlie's side of the conversation. He says, well, that's not a very kind thing to say. That's really not the right thing to say. I mean, like, it's like
right.
he's given
somebody crap.
The pharmacist crap, and I'm listening mm-hmm. to him, I'm thinking, kind thing to say? What? And I didn't ask him about it. He continued on this, and I'm listening, and then he came back to me, and I said, well, hi, how you doing? And he said, I guess I better go. And he hung up the phone.
Wow.
So what did this pharmacist do that was unkind?
Well, I went to pick up a prescription that they couldn't find, and he turned back to me and said, well, we don't have it. And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
<Who would? laughs> So that's what brought out this. And, yeah. I mean, it was he was not yelling.
No.
But there was a tone to his voice. Well, that's not very kind. Oh, no, and there was more to it. It was,
yeah.
That's not very kind. Is that the way you treat customers?
Oh.
I am a customer here. I am a paying customer. I am coming in for a service. Now, Charlie, tell me, is this right? Is this
yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Did you get it resolved?
Yes, I did.
Very good.
I did.
So you got your Viagra?
No, this wasn't Viagra.
No. All right, thanks. You're sure.
Thanks, Charlie. There he goes. I know it wasn't Viagra.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Melon head.
So anyway, thank you for the calendar.
Has he slimmed down a little bit? Has he lost that weight? Charlie looks like he might be a little fatter.
No, I don't think.
No?
No.
All right.
Fatter than ever. Deserving of the moniker Fatso. Fattest guy on the show.
Not quite.
Charlie Broyhill, absolutely.
Fattest man in the building.
On this show. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and every time you have a caller that you want to talk to about make me laugh, I've never heard anybody make you laugh. And I got one I guarantee will make you laugh.
All right, now here's the deal. Okay, we'll field one of these early in the week. Hey, it's a feel-good Monday, everybody.
But I will tell you, this is why you lack a little credibility, because, in fact, we have had many winners on Make Us Laugh.
Yep.
The person that makes us laugh is usually the person at the end. So the fact that you haven't picked up on that worries me about the potential of your joke.
But we'll take your joke
mm-hmm.
if you give us your phone. I've got your phone number here.
You've got the phone number.
His name is Cliff.
They always do this.
We verify the phone number. Okay, here's the deal. Who couldn't use a laugh? If this guy,
sure.
Cliff, honestly has a joke that makes us laugh,
mm-hmm.
we'll give him a prize. And if not, we give out his phone number, area code, and phone number, and then you bombard him with calls because he knows he's agreed to this.
Then we laugh.
Okay, and I also want to say, I don't know about you, I'm ready to laugh.
No, I'm not.
I'm kind of sleep deprived. I'm coming off this football thing, so
Yep.
I'm on cloud nine.
I'm not goofy tired. I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's got a little bit of X-rated material at the end of it.
Well, then what you got to do is use initials.
Clean it up, you know, for the radio.
And that usually takes away from the funny factor. Come on, Mike.
Okay.
All right. Mary
Jo has been engaged to Bobby Joe for a year. They're getting married. The day before the marriage, Mary Jo goes to the mom and says, Mom, I've been telling Billy Joe that I'm a virgin. And, in fact, I'm not. Remember the travel.
But it was Mary Jo and Bobby Joe.
Right. So she says, well, don't worry about it. She said, tomorrow night, she said, you take and you put... Yeah, here it goes, we blew it.
No, you put a rubber band around her leg,
right?
Well,
you said Mary Jo and Bobby Joe, and then you said Billy Joe, so you already screwed up.
What's the joke, Rob?
You put a rubber band around her leg?
Billy Joe, and you put the garter belt right up against that old thing.
Same thing.
And when Bobby Joe...
Robbie, hold on there. Shut up, please, sir. Rob, would you explain the
yeah, he's
the
not
joke?
Really going to be able to tell it on our air, but she's supposed to snap the garter belt when they make love to indicate that was her losing her virginity, and... He screams, and it's not funny. She snags his nads.
Is that the joke?
Yes.
Okay.
How'd I do?
All right, call this tool.
Better than him.
This guy really deserves it because, I mean, this is on a Monday. On a good-looking Monday.
Right
out of the shoot.
It was a good Monday.
Area code 410, phone number 804-7941.
Right.
We've checked this. This is a clip. It's obviously a cell phone, but don't let that fool you. Guys like this, very often, you would think they'll just
come out in your stool.
No. You would think the guys like this would just turn the phone off. Something tells me this is the type of guy, he will take your call.
I think Chip might be lonely.
I got the back up what I said.
He will take your calls when you tell him how bad he sucks ass at area code 410-804-7941.
Good luck, Chip.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye, Chip.
Okay.
That was Chip, everyone. That was great.
The Ravens thing. Listen, here's the thing. This for me, I know it's a perk, but I'm going to... I think I bring a unique perspective to this that I don't get a lot of... You know, I got a great life and a lot to be thankful for and do what I love and all that jive stuff
right.
all that I tell you all the time and I mean it. But sometimes you get a perk that, for me, is just beyond a perk. It's like a perk that's unbelievable
mm-hmm.
for me because I love football so much and I love being around it so much.
Right.
And it ended up being such a great weekend thanks to everybody with the Baltimore Ravens. And the thing that I can't figure out is this guy Dave Modell. And you will get my in-depth psychoanalysis of Dave Modell from his dental health to his obsession with the number 7.
Really?
Yes. Had a lot of time to chat with Dave Modell, president of the Ravens. Here's what I don't this I could not figure this out all weekend. He was so nice to me. They were all so nice to me. I'll tell you, there's a lot of funny stuff, but a lot of just great being a football fan stuff. What's he getting out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking about it on the radio, but mm-hmm. it ain't like the NFL needs publicity,
right?
You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
So.
Why did he do it? He still haven't figured that out yet.
No, and I think maybe when we first met the Modells, you know, he and his gal, she was saying that now Robbie, I don't remember which it was. Is it that she listened and was overseas, and her or was it her dad that was overseas?
No, she was a big fan, and when she was overseas skating, that they would send tapes of the show to her. But I got the impression.
Who would this be?
This is his gal pal.
Okay.
And I got the impression that they were both fans of the program, but from way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, nice. One of the nicest things that people ever say to us, maybe the best compliment, is he said, I can't get out of my car when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I have to sit in the driveway,
okay.
And that my wife gets mad at me because I'm sitting in the driveway listening. So all I'm,
His wife, or, I mean, you're just saying this girl.
All right, well, she might as well be. It's
significant.
Okay. Might as well be. Maybe soon will be. I know that there's...
Pardon me for being inquisitive here. I'm just trying to connect the dots.
That's another one of the parts, the enigma that is Dave Modell of the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
That I don't really understand because I didn't really dive in.
Okay, all right.
That there's something happening sometime soon.
Very good.
She's lovely, and his kid is nice, and I'm trying to figure out... What's he getting out of it? And the only thing I can think is just that he realizes that in some way, even though I'm not outwardly retarded, I in many ways am retarded. And
do you think it's a sympathy thing where he feels sorry for you?
It's a make-a-wish thing. I really think it's a make-a-wish
thing. Get you your last wish.
Because I'm not, you know, I'm okay to come in and do the show, and I have a family, and I drive to work, and I think I'm a pretty responsible guy, but in a lot of ways I'm retarded. I mean, look at my wife said to me today as I left the house, she said, "You look like you're 9 years old." And I said, "It don't matter because I'm going to work." Like, you know, for this trip, I had the fancy guy clothes on.
Right, right.
But like work today, it happens to be in D.C., 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So I have on a pair of Levi shorts and a sweatshirt. I'm leaving the house today, and my wife says, she gives me a look as I walk by that says to me, "Something's wrong with the way you look." So I, you know, I come back and I go, "What?" And she goes, "Nothing." I go, "What? You look at me that," she said, "Well, you look like you're 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, you have shorts on to indicate that it's warm out,
right,
yet you have a sweatshirt on." I said, "I do that all the time." She said, "Fine, go ahead, be happy. But you look..."
"Don't worry, be happy.
You look 9. So I dressed... I don't even know what I was talking about. I'm sorry, I lost my place.
You were talking about being retarded.
That's why I'm retarded. Thanks.
And you were talking about the trip, and you were talking about why Modell...
That's why he invited
you along.
Because I'm retarded. Look at me today, because I'm retarded.
We're proud of you. You're high-functioning.
Very high-functioning.
Oh, yeah. I could not come up with a reason. I mean, they don't need to sell the tickets. It's on TV every weekend. Everybody watches it. I don't know why. I mean,
could it be he just wants to demonstrate the kind of generous goodwill that other owners should demonstrate?
There you go. Here's the thing, Buzz. He invited us, Mike and I, Mike who couldn't make it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He invited us long before this whole Snyder thing really got revved. I mean, we've been on Snyder, but long before the
Maybe he just likes the show.
So that's all I could get, and it was just wonderful and nice and the best perk in the world. So we arrive at the stadium, and we are really not sure what's going to happen. We don't know how many people are involved in this group with the Ravens, and it looks like for a while that it's going to they've got about 15 people,
mm-hmm.
and these are clients and people that spend a lot of money advertising, and it's like guys with the older guys with their older wives,
mm-hmm.
and
right?
It's that type of thing. And right away, as he was walking through the airplane and we'd said hi to everybody, Rob and I kind of figured out that we didn't, you know, we weren't exactly...
You didn't belong with the rest of the clients?
Yeah, right. But some of these guys are very nice and said hi.
There would be no group that you would feel connected to when you two were together.
No, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But what he did was the first of many sweet moves by this guy, David Modell. As he's making his way down the aisle, he says... He's got his one of the PR people, and he says, "Oh, come here. He says, "You got to give these guys the official passes before we even get to Miami. Give these guys the passes." Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to see. Here's the thing: I don't want to say anything that would offend anybody.
Of course not.
But I do want to say that we got preferential treatment.
They treated you well.
Well, because everybody else that was on this Ravens thing
that's
with the team, and you fly on the plane with the team, and all you do is eat. And we'll talk about that because you have to hear this. But part of the deal is you're one of these guys that brings his wife down because you spent all this money. You go to the game, and they say to you, "You can go on the field before the game."
Right.
And they give you a pass, which indeed does get you on to the playing field,
mm-hmm.
off in a small corner,
right,
where you can stand for maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then they shut you off, and you go up to the swanky box.
It's amazing. Well, the NFL is amazing. Yeah.
This guy, what he did...
You can stand in this corner.
This guy, before we even landed in Miami, as he's walking through the plane, he slips us the passes that, incidentally, hello, there's nowhere you can't go with them.
Right. Right.
They are absolutely... Which is why... I ended up not only, and I'll get to this, but not only on the sideline, I mean on the sideline where I shouldn't have been, and the greatest moment was the Dolphins had just missed a field goal at the end of regulation to send it into overtime, and David Modell, the president of the Ravens, came and put his hand on my shoulder and said, "I love your enthusiasm. I appreciate your passion. I love having you down here. you got to get off the effing field. Because I realized I was standing.
I mean,
the game was over that way.
Right.
I'm on the field.
Oh.
You ran out on the field in your enthusiasm?
Yeah, you know, like 10 yards out on the field.
Oh, man.
And at one point when I was standing by the bench, because it wasn't like I was one of those guys that was on the perimeter, I was past the lines that I'd been told not to go past just because I was just waiting for someone to tell me to leave. At one point, I just picked up my cell phone, called Robin, I said, do you see where I am? And it wasn't one of those things like, hey, do you see me some, you know, maybe like a little pipsqueak guy on the sidelines.
Right.
I said, you see where I am? You see who I'm standing next to? And I pointed, that's Ray Lewis. I mean,
there you go.
I'm 3 feet away from Ray Lewis during the game.
So you're just in heaven.
It was just the best. But we got a break. But I do have to tell you that, eating... gay jokes, Billick. We did have a Billick moment. We did have a North Turner moment.
Very good.
And the food. That's the other thing. I just have to.
Nobody duct tape you to your seat.
No, they were all very nice.
Very good.
And we do have the spotlight on, and I believe he's an unheralded player for your Baltimore Ravens. But a spotlight on the Don and Mike Show, Baltimore Raven. Of the week, and this is based strictly on what the dude was wearing on the plane.
Very good.
Strictly on what the dude was wearing on the plane. When we first spotted him wearing his PJ suit, and what this is, it's a shirt. It's a button-down shirt,
right?
That appears to be satin, you know, that fabric.
Sure.
And matching pants.
There you go.
Made out of the same fabric.
Huh. Kind of like PJ material.
Yeah, the guy. And so we said, hey. Look at that guy wearing the PJ suit. Right? This big guy, he was...
Did you kind of want a PJ suit when you saw him in the PJ suit?
Mike, it's handsome, I'll tell you. It's goddamn handsome.
And we really... He had to have been a player. That was the first thing we thought when we saw him. But he wasn't seated with the rest of the players. But he was looked like a wall. I mean,
right.
He's a big guy.
So they have, you know, they got the thing on the plane where, I guess, guys like Ray Lewis and the other, the veterans, they get to sit in first class and then,
right,
there's some coaches and then players and then, like, the crappy players were the guys that were sitting back by where we were, by where the coaches were.
Cause so you were in the back of the plane?
We were in the middle of the plane.
Middle of the plane.
So who wants to sit back by where the coaches
sure.
are? So we keep watching this guy. And we're fascinated by the PJ suit.
The PJ, what color was it?
It was
slate gray.
Slate gray. Now, here's the thing also. Now, you would, if it was a brother that was wearing this, he could pull it off. This is a white guy.
A whole white guy wearing it.
This is a white guy. So,
and busy, too. I mean, he put on a good show for us because he was up, he was down.
Hold on, we got to save this. Here's the point with this, though. When I'm on the sidelines, again, I pick up the cell phone, I call Rob, and I go, you are not going to believe this. The PJ guy, he plays, dude. He plays. He just came off the field. He's right here. Do you see him? I'm next to him.
Maybe it was the kicker.
He's number 77.
Oh, bigger than the kicker.
He's maybe a guard or with the number 77, maybe a tackle.
That's a defensive tackle, right?
Yeah. Last name, Brooks.
Brooks.
Tackle Brooks.
Wow.
Albers. Anyway, he is the Don and Mike player of the week for the Baltimore Ravens. I have no idea.
He lines up right next to Dunn.
Okay, I'm so wound up.
I just thought I'd go out of the normal parameters to get it, you know.
Oh, Brooks and Dunn.
Right.
And Albert Brooks, Babbling Brooks, Brooks Shields. No,
that's a first name.
Yeah, I know. Forget it. Well, Brooks.
And, of course, the linebacker that stands in back of both of them.
And that is?
Mel.
Okay, so you're ready. You took your funny pills today. I didn't. I'm still just... Yesterday it was
you're
sunny.
Still just getting down, coming down.
Yesterday it was sunny and 85 degrees.
Right.
And we didn't have to wait in line.
Good place to do a radio show.
We didn't have to... Not a chance. Not a chance, Mike.
Come on.
Not a chance. You know, I couldn't read one goddamn street sign.
Don't have to do that.
I couldn't read one goddamn advertisement.
You go over the West Coast.
The West Coast?
Yes.
Same thing. I've seen the same thing there.
No, it's not. It's different down there.
I've seen it. No.
More rednecky. You'd love it.
No, we're not.
It'd be fantastic.
Okay, I'll take you up on this. Okay, let's say we move the show down south.
Yes.
What about your girls?
And so I talked to the ex and see about
you know, maybe a relocation for them. Be fun for them to grow up in the fun and the sun.
I like
that. Hey, you know what? The fact that he asked me that question, I've known him for a very intriguing. He's
telling you there's a chance.
No.
Your wife would love it down there.
Yeah, I know.
Lots of outdoor activities.
I know. Shut up.
Boating,
I like living here.
Fishing.
I like living here. I love it here, but it is gorgeous to go down there for.
It's
for
gorgeous
day.
At any time for a day.
Gorgeous.
Come on.
And it's gorgeous when you pretend to be a football player and you actually get some dumb Canadians to believe you.
That thought you were a football player?
As I did in the elevator. Because they give you the stuff. When you get your room key, it says Baltimore Ravens on the key, and it has your name on the key.
So did you kind of flash that around, trying to get people to think that you were...
I was not even. I was just on the way, and the guy said, football? I said, yeah. And the guy said, we're from Canada. And I said, oh. He said, you play for the Ravens? And I said, look at me. And the guy said, how long you play?
There you go.
Canada, that's all.
Take off.
Sorry, didn't have it there. Guy don't know a whole lot about
and
football.
And did he offer you his wife?
He did not. And we have found out our player. His name is Ethan Brooks.
That's right. Offensive tackle.
Now, Mike, take a look. He's a good-looking man.
Sure.
This is the guy that Rob and I spent the majority of the plane flight staring at.
Big Ethan.
EB.
Wearing his pajama suit.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, he's from my part of the world.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and let you guys know. Yeah, his name was Ethan Brooks.
He's from Simsbury, Connecticut. That's in the same conference that the Glastonbury Tomahawks
Ethan
played
Brooks,
in.
He was the best-dressed Raven, I'll tell you that. I cannot figure out that the thing is...
Very noticeable.
Well, I'd like to ask the guy. Yeah. Where do you put your wallet? If you're wearing, like, pajama pants... Where do you put your wallet? I don't know. It's just Rob and I were both dying to just walk up to him and say and do that thing where you just feel the texture to go.
Are you thinking it was satin?
Yeah.
Or silk maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Silk maybe. The shirt and then the pajama pants to match.
From the CVC.
We got
the Connecticut Valley Conference.
We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back. Okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the breasts was fantastic because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it, I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately you saw women... sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done. So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept, because there's some guys that like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big breasts, so wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides, you know, sometimes even simultaneously.
The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a titty bar. The Don and Mike Show.
What's better than a titty bar?
Amen.
Nothing.
How about a caller 100? Here we go now. You know, this may just be for today's key.
Yeah, you never know.
Wow.
For the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 we're giving away. Car worth $23,000. www.4farish.com.
Right.
See more about the car. Caller 100 right now. Not saying it's going to be a key.
It might be
another one of our crazy giveaways. You know, this is how it always works on this show. And it's something that I actually quite like. It's an oddity with the show that we will go months and months and months, mm-hmm. and we'll have nothing to give away. There's the times that we're giving away. If you know we're giving away a prize pack for a show on UPN,
you know that we're lean in the prize closet.
Okay, I mean, you know, even the WB is a step above that. So we generally don't have. You know, Tammy gets us stuff. And sometimes it's lean, and then all of a sudden,
kaboom!
And she does her magic, and it's car, and it's this other thing here that maybe caller 100 will get. Who knows? We'll let you know. Dial now, dial recklessly, because you're animals. So, and the Mayflower thing. Everybody wants to know the address. Yeah. Don and Mike Show at wjfk.com. Send us a letter. email us a note and tell us why your family should be served dinner on the Mayflower, served by the girls at the Crystal City restaurant, see them just as you would see them on stage. Live during the show, up to 20 people, winning family gets $500, an entire catered meal.
Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
And if you didn't get the gag, of course, it's Thanksgiving on the Mayflower, so there will be a Mayflower moving van downstairs.
Yes, we'll have lights, we'll have heat, we'll have turkey with all the trimmings.
And that's where you will eat from.
Tell us why your family should win.
That's right, and the crazier the better. All right, so the thing in Baltimore. Oh, call 100, sorry. I almost forgot. You got to 100 already? That's fast.
They're rapid.
That's fast. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, listen, you're caller 100, my friend.
Oh, awesome.
And what's your name?
My name is Guy.
Hi, Guy, where are you from?
Hi, Guy.
Glen Burnie, Maryland.
All right, now here's the thing. At this point, he could win today's key.
How?
We could just give it to him.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Well, he hadn't done anything.
He hasn't done anything special. I like him, even though I just...
Guy, I've got a prize for you, or one of these, you know, keys that could start the car at $100. You want to try to impress us or just take the regular prize?
I guess I'll try to impress you.
That's right, a good. Wonderful choice, Guy.
All right, go ahead.
Canadian rules?
Because either way, Buzz was used to... Jacob! And I really got to lean over to press that button.
I'm sorry.
And he's tired. He had a big weekend.
I forgot.
Yeah, and maybe you're right, Buzz. But maybe we should ask him a math problem afterwards. All right, go. Impress us.
Well, I don't... how am I supposed to impress you? I'm sorry.
No,
I
guy. You said the wrong thing.
See, that don't impress me much.
I know it does.
Who do you think you are, Brad Pitt? That don't impress me much. But you are still a winner. Hold on now. Listen to this. You have won, and this is what I mean when I said it's either a UPN prize pack or it's everything coming together at once. You have won National Lampoon's Ultimate Vacation Collection, all of the National Lampoon vacation movies on DVD, plus a $50 gift certificate to the Outback Steakhouse.
Oh.
Sunday night at 8 on TBS. Superstation gives a brand new comedy, gives Holiday Tradition the Bird. That's a Thanksgiving reunion on TBS now.
Cool.
We have 10 of these to give away. And that means that you are now in a drawing on Friday to win round-trip airline tickets to anywhere in the continental United States to escape your family after Thanksgiving.
Super!
Get it? Because everything ties in. Because it's the thing with on the Superstation, APM, Animal House, Vacation, a brand new comedy, National Lampoon's Thanksgiving Reunion.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
So you've won all that other stuff, and then you qualify for the trip on Friday. If we call you on Friday and you're listening, you win that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for not impressing us. Hold on. Hold on, please. Hold on, please. We'll probably play a game later to give away the key. Unless, you know, and at any time anybody wants to nominate a caller to say...
So, hey, I've got somebody impressive.
Okay. You know, or you know what I mean is if you guys hear something...
Or we get a call that randomly just impresses
us.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, or maybe just you... Personally, maybe you or Buzz or me just wants to make a case saying...
Well, I thought you were going to say you or Buzz or, you know, one of us impresses you.
Oh, no.
Would we get a key?
No.
Never.
No.
All right. I have a car.
I know. You have more than one car.
I have two.
I know you do.
I don't need one.
You don't need it.
I really don't. I've got two fine automobiles.
Look at that.
You impress me. You know when you impress me most?
What's that?
In the opening segment, when you did you get the meat out of your teeth or whatever it is that was caught?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick my teeth.
You need gloss?
It's just a sore gum, and I was just kind of pressing on it. Right here.
Yeah, I noticed.
And it's pain that I enjoy. You ever have that tooth pain that you enjoy
a little bit?
You know?
Yeah.
We just kind of just go. I just couldn't resist.
Couldn't stop.
I just couldn't. In fact, now you brought it up again.
And now you're doing it again.
It's actually, it's just so satisfying.
So look at this Ravens thing. I have to tell you the specifics of what happens when you travel with this football team. You got it yet?
There's nothing there.
You want a toothpick?
No, there's nothing. No, because then I'd stab.
Okay.
You know when the gum's a little tender and you just feel like jabbing at it? God,
pain is good.
Well, I had jab then. Just take this moment then and just jab.
All right.
Go ahead. Well, what's Rob got you? Some Q-tips? What are you going to use the rough?
Oh!
Use the rough end of the Q-tip?
Oh! Yeah, it's all right now. Go ahead.
So you're scratching?
I'm not going to keep doing it.
You're scratching your infected gums?
It's not infected. It's sensitive.
Mm.
Is it behind your teeth?
Uh-huh.
When's the last time you went to the dentist?
No, no.
Does it require draining?
No. A while ago.
Well.
Does it hurt when you go to the bathroom?
No. Go ahead, though. Am I distracting you?
No, not at all, Mike. Not at all.
Hurt so good.
Man, that's bleeding.
Yeah, I did see blood.
Gummery.
You taste it?
Yeah, it's good. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. Hey, don't get me wrong. I like picking my teeth.
Yeah.
I love picking my teeth.
But there was never anything in there. You know, I'm a compulsive flosser.
I love to pick my teeth. I don't know if I guess maybe I've done it on the show. I don't know. You know, you get an index.
I hate anything, but I would pick my teeth if there was food there. Because, there's nothing I hate more.
You get an index card or something. Or, you know, if you're ever in a pinch, I'll tell you what really works out is you go and you get a magazine. And you know those dumb cards that they put in the magazine?
Subscription cards.
What you do is you take one of those and you put that right in, and you go,
it's good.
Then you come out with that hunk of gristle or whatever it is.
Business cards or the edge of a matchbook.
You want me to put the cotton in there? See what comes out?
All right.
A little blood.
This is where you've been picking on your infected gums. I see maybe a slight trace of red. A slight trace of red.
You'll press harder.
How is it, Mike? Are you okay now?
More.
I see blood. I see the blood.
There you go.
I see the blood.
There it is.
We get on this thing, the Ravens bus. Now, this concept... To those of us who travel in the regular world, imagine that you meet somewhere and you get on a luxury bus that takes you to the airport.
Lovely bus, really nice coach bus.
Yeah. Now, when you get to the airport, you don't have this ass where you wait in line, you know, for security. You walk right up to security. They're waiting for you. You got the whole deal. You take your shoes off. You sit down. They give you the
wand. But you still have to go through the regular security.
Yeah, you do, but...
Are you accompanied? Are you escorted?
Yes.
By security?
I should mention, we meet at the stadium at 12:30.
Right.
To fly to Miami. And everybody, they put everybody's luggage in the trucks, in the cars, in the buses we drive on. And we got a police escort.
Cool.
Now we've got cops on motorcycles. Mm. We've got cops on the cars. And
How neat is that?
And you pull up to the airport, and the next thing you know, you're through the security in no time. Not to say that it's not thorough.
Right.
But you're just not waiting in line like.
Is everybody carrying luggage?
You're allowed one item of carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they're moving 53 football players plus like 10 coaches.
Right.
And
all the support staff.
And then schmucks like me and Rob. So you got a lot of people that they're putting right through. You boom, you're through security. You are on the airplane. And I mean to tell you, Jack, you get in, you fasten your seatbelt. That plane takes off.
It's just immediate.
That's great.
It takes off. And now, see...
Was it a regular commercial airliner?
It's a charter. And it was a Delta plane, a nice plane, and they're wonderful. But I don't know if this happens on every single flight, and it may be something that they just missed, that they were just because they were busy, but I couldn't help but noticing that... When the advertisement came on the screen, you know, saying the stuff about clicking your seatbelt and the oxygen mask that you couldn't really hear what was being said because they were piping music through the airplane and everybody, myself included, at this point had their headphones on listening to music and it wasn't that we were taking off and I said, Rob, oh my God, I've got my headphones on. And Rob said, well, so does everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that we also had food and drink in front of us. And so it's not like the standard takeoff thing.
So they have different procedures for charters. And, I'm sure because what it is, it's a private plane.
Basically.
It might be big. It's chartered from Delta, but it's a private plane.
Now, before we left the Baltimore airport, when we got on this bus to go over to the
How were the stews? Can I ask that? How were the flight attendants?
They were lovely. They were lovely.
Better than average?
I would have to say better than average. Yeah. Yes, I would.
Bonus
and
party.
Not one nurse ball breaker.
Of them hotties?
Yeah. When you get so we're on the bus and we've already said this is Saturday afternoon. We've said hi to David and his gal and his kid, and he's been nice to us. And the first thing he says, he gets on the bus, he goes, hi, everybody. I hope you're looking forward to the trip to Miami with the team. Remember, please, be a part of things. But remember, we're down here to get some work done. And in case you don't know, My name is Daniel Snyder.
And he said that?
He said that.
Big laugh?
Now, again, don't know if I'm supposed to tell that or not, but
right,
yeah.
Right.
Huge laugh. Huge, huge laugh. then he comes over to talk to Rob and I, and that, now this is the first moment where we realize this guy, Dave Modell, he's a weird bird. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm saying this is a guy who I really think I had something going on with by the end of the weekend.
Really?
Mike, he is beyond dreamy.
Really?
No, but I mean, I spent hours just talking with this guy. But he said to Rob and I, one of the first things he said after we met him, he said, "So you ready for the trip?" We said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "You ready for Miami?" I said, "Oh, you bet." He said, "Do you have your candles?" And I went, "I don't know, Rob, do you have candles?"
And my initial thought is it was like some sort of Ravens tradition, like
right,
bring candles to the stadium. And
right,
I just said, "No, we don't have any." And he said, "Well, we can have them sent down to your gentlemen's rooms."
Really?
And it was making like,
did he say it like that?
Wow. Yeah.
No, because he's making the joke that we're fags.
Oh,
and he
candle.
He listened to the
from
show.
And when I heard that, I forgot, too, that we'd made that joke. I probably made that joke.
He listened to the show on
right,
Friday, and he, you know, the whole thing about Rob and I. Really
sure. The candles.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was a little
is that an
creepy
awkward moment there?
A little bit. It was very right, surprising, because normally, you know, you're prepared for
something. So is he one of these guys that's got a real dry sense where he looks at you really straight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you this, when we were getting off the bus, at the end of the date...
When you were getting off?
Last night, as we were exiting the bus
right,
back at the stadium, back in Baltimore, as Rob and I were getting off, he said, "Hey, Don, hold on a second, I got something for you." And he threw me a roll of toilet paper.
Hmm.
And I thought, well, this must be... And here's why, because earlier... On the flight, when again the kidding thing came up about Rob and I, he said, "I noticed you guys were sitting right next to each other," because we were sitting in a bank of three seats. And he said, "I couldn't help but notice you two were sitting next to each other. You know,
you had three seats and you didn't like leave one in between."
No, we did on the way back, but not on the way down. He said,
"Why?"
But because the seat next to me had a sticker saying that saying it had someone's name.
Thank
was
you. All I needed was a reason. I was worried.
There was someone who didn't show up for the flight, so there was an empty seat, but it had the sticker with the person's name on it.
See, I wish you'd said that right away.
So he says, "I've noticed you two are sitting together." I said, "Oh, it's because they, you know, this." And he said, "Well, if you guys need any time alone, you let me know." And then I said, "I figure he's playing the game with me."
I like this guy more and more.
I up the ante with this guy. I said, "Don't worry. We already had sex in your bathroom." And I said it loud enough for a couple of people to look. And then he's doing the thing going, "Uh-huh." I said, "Sorry about the blood."
Oh, no.
And he laughed. So at the end of the weekend, when we were getting off the bus, he says, "Hey, Don, hold on." And he throws me a roll of toilet paper. And then I said, now, and keep in mind, these are all the up-and-comers.
Right.
These are the people that pay the bills. I hope I didn't embarrass Mr. Modell when I said, they all looked at me as, you know, "Why did he throw you a roll of toilet paper?" I said, "Oh, this is to clean up the blood from when I have gay sex with my friend Rob on the bus."
Oh, wow.
You're brave.
I swear to Christ.
And what was the reaction there?
He laughed. I don't know. Robbie, did anybody else laugh?
No, there was sort of like, there was noises made.
Yeah, well, you're doing what, you're doing why he probably wanted you on the plane, you know?
Yeah. We got a break, and I'll tell you the great, great stuff.
I want to hear about the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will. Oh, and the people, and then the game, and then we'll do the show, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Watched The Simpsons the other night, and Bart Simpson hadn't done his homework, and he's afraid to take a history test. Well, he was praying for snow, and it was a blizzard, you know, and so, you know, the little girl reminded him that, hey, you prayed to get some extra time to study for that history test, and made him go up there and study, and he got him a 59, which was a failing grade, but then the teacher gave him a 60, and he passed the fourth grade.
Mike Show.
Hi, and sing from your ears.
You can
call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
Still funny.
Yes.
Giving away a car, we are the 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 with $23,000. Giving it away on a Friday.
Giving it away, we are.
December 14th, like a month from now. Very limited amount of keys we're giving away.
Less than that.
It's one of those deals, you get a key, you win the key, you win $100, you come in, you try it, if it starts it, you win it, you've heard it, we love it. Look at the car. Go to www.4farish.com.
Wonderful.
We'll give away the key and the $100 coming up in a couple seconds
here. Nice.
So this thing, being a football fan like I am and a jock sniffer like I am.
Right.
And a guy, I follow the NFL, and you know, I've got the, you know my feelings about Dan Snyder. And the fact that there's this guy that's the president of the Baltimore Ravens who has absolutely nothing to gain because he invited us to take the trip with the team
right
before all the Snyder stuff happened.
Sure.
And obviously because he's a listener of the show, which is nice. And it was just great. You mentioned the food. I'm going to go in chronological order. When you get on the plane, the first thing that's waiting for you on the plane is a box of Popeye's chicken.
Mm, really?
For everybody. Along with a Gatorade and a water. And then they come around with the beverages, with, you know, no booze, but anything else you want. And then they also brought a deli sandwich and apples.
So you get Popeye's chicken when you sit down.
Yeah, and Doritos.
And then after you take off, you get the deli sandwich?
No. Deli sandwich also before you take off.
Sitting there, waiting for you.
Yeah, and they're coming by the whole time. Ask, well, you know, do you want more Doritos?
The half of fried chicken, and it was four pieces, is known as the pre-flight snack.
Really? So, and then they bring the sandwich. So now you're on the airplane, and you're flying, and you're already stuffed. Then they come down, and they go, now we're going to be taking your dinner orders.
Oh, wow.
And
this is a 2.5-hour flight.
Mike, not when you charter a plane. We made it back last night from Miami, 1 hour, 58 minutes.
Wow.
Ooh, from
that's great.
Tarmac to tarmac.
Nice.
They come down with the spread that is just, they come down the aisles with this thing. I mean, shrimp cocktail, but big ass shrimp, you know, the kind of like big shrimps. pasta. I had spaghetti. I mean, I figured, what the hell?
Right. Sure.
Forget the carbs or whatever. I'm on the plane with the Ravens.
Special occasion.
Chicken, steak, all of this, and then you're done with that. And then they come by with Mrs. Fields cookies. A lot of airlines do this. And then after that, the ladies come down the aisles with these big baskets with candy. And it's like,
now, did you observe the players? Do the players eat everything that gets put in front of them?
Yes. And when the lady with
I mean, they're big guys.
Hungry guys.
When the lady with a tray of candy would come by.
Did you mention the ice cream?
No.
Oh, no.
Baskets of ice cream sandwiches and like Eskimo pies and stuff.
She
like
said
that.
To me when I turned her down for the ice cream sandwich, she said, oh, it's good for you.
Wow.
And the candy.
There's a genuine look of disappointment if you don't take everything you're offered.
Really?
Really, I felt so bad. It's not often. I can't keep up.
Right.
And the candy is not just regular candy. It's like Reese's peanut butter cups, but they're in those packages where there's four of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you would see the players, some of them just reaching over and taking, like, handfuls of these,
sure.
And it wasn't limited just to the players. I mean, as the waitresses made their way down the aisle,
the waitresses.
Anybody was happy with to take whatever you like, and sure. It was eat. You want some more? Are you still hungry?
So they had like Eskimo pies. Man, I'd like to take that. I wish I'd taken that flight.
And that was just on the way down. That was
and
just,
on the way back, same thing.
But different entree menus, but same thing on the way back.
Wow,
same thing. So we are on the plane now, flying to Miami. The movie is, incidentally, T3. Oh.
Right? There's the brand new DVD just out.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So they pop in the brand new DVD for you.
And because you're on an airplane that's a charter, it's not the usual airline thing, so you get to see the nudity and you hear the bad language.
Violations. Yeah, I understand.
All the stuff.
Not edited.
And at one point, after one of the many meals, and they also come by with like these big gigantic baskets of Tic Tacs and Certs mints.
After you down that Popeye's chicken, you need to freshen your brush up.
Anything you need. So we're sitting there, and at one point,
what did they offer me? I hate to keep dwelling on the food, but besides the spaghetti, what did they? They offered
steak
or chicken?
Chicken.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got steak and chicken somehow. I don't know. I think it was not on our menu. I think I got what the players got, which was like about maybe a 6 ounce filet and a chicken breast.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
So at this point, the movie's on and the people are talking, and we notice Brian Billick, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens, I guess he has to work the room. You know, this is part of his job.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming down the aisle and he's saying hi to everybody, and we noticed that he had his initials embroidered in the cuff of his shirt.
Was he wearing a tie?
BB. No, he was not, but he was wearing a dreamy, was
like
it
a peach?
A peach, a cream colored cashmere outfit that was just delightful.
You too.
So he's working his way down the aisle and he's just giving lip service to everybody. And I mean, the guy's obviously focused on winning the football game, but he's like, hi, I'm so glad to see you again. Thanks for coming by. As he was making the turn to come around our way, I said to Rob, I'm going to give him a fake name. What's a really good fake
just
name?
Just for fun?
Yeah. And we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I said,
incidentally, I know what the fake name is, and you're going to love the fake name. Regular listeners of this show will enjoy the fake name.
Uh-huh. We couldn't come up with anything, Rob, and I couldn't, because it couldn't be like Harry Palm or something like that.
Right, right. Joe Blow.
I said, I got it.
Major Woody.
I've got it.
Uh-huh.
Stu Nahan. Okay.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fags!
So, later on, I'm going to introduce myself as Stu Nahan.
Stu Nahan.
Now, nice. At the same time, you should know that David Modell, the president of the team, the guy that's gotten us on this thing, his gal is working her way down the aisle and on the other side, and she sees me laughing with Rob in advance.
Right.
When I tell Rob, okay, I've got the perfect name.
Right.
Stu Nahan. So here's what happens with Billick. He makes his way down, and Rob is sitting on the outside, and he says, hi, nice to meet you. Rob says, hi, I'm Rob Spivak with the Don and Mike Show. And he says, hi. And he leans over to me, and I say, hi, Coach Billick. I'm Stu Nahan. And I hear a couple of people laughing, right?
Right.
And then he says, how you doing, Stu? And I said, I'm doing very well. He said, Stu, I'm sorry that I missed you coming up the other side of the aisle. And then he gave me the pat on the shoulder. Nice to meet you, Stu. And he walked by, and, you know, he's a football coach. He's right. I could have said, hi, my name.
Yeah, he didn't know you.
I could have said Jeff Spicoli. I could have said Sean Penn, and I think he would have said, hello.
Sure.
So then Modell's wife comes back, and she goes, what is so funny? And I said, I introduced myself as Stu Nahan. Now, this is like Fast Times at Ridgemont High is a way of defining if someone is in your...
Yeah, a real fan of Fast Times at Ridgemont High will get the Stu Nahan joke.
Immediately. And she said, you did not. I said, I did, and he referred to me as Stu. And then she started laughing, and we started doing the whole, what about Jungle Bob? Yeah, you're right. Those guys
are fags.
And anyway, that was...
So she got it.
She absolutely got it.
Very good.
And it was a great laugh. Now, here's another one of these perks I'm just bursting because these never happened to me, and they'll probably never happen to you, so just try to live vicariously through me.
we arrive in the airport in Miami,
right?
The plane lands. As you get off the plane, there are buses sitting right next to the airplane.
Right next to the airplane.
Right next to the airplane.
Very cool.
So what you do is you go and you get on your bus.
And even better than that, they were letting us use even the rear exit to the plane.
Oh, there you go.
So, I mean, the whole thing took like 6 minutes.
Right, right.
It was so fast.
So you're off the airplane. You're on the bus. You don't have to go inside the airport. Wow. And then all of a sudden, out of the Miami Vice, here come 20 police cars.
Wow.
And motorcycle cops.
How cool.
And all of a sudden, guess what? You're in the motorcade.
Oh, that has got to be very cool. Yeah.
And the cops are doing this thing where they're, because we're going through areas, both residential and business, meaning you're going past strip malls and there's lots of stoplights and traffic, and cops are driving in front of this caravan to stop people in the upcoming.
Yeah, like it would do with a regular motorcade where they shoot ahead and they stop the intersections.
Mm-hmm. Then you get to the hotel. I mean,
do the cops come roaring in with the lights flaring into the hotel?
Yeah, when you pull around to the hotel, they get everybody else the hell out. You get off the bus, and the Ravens already have you checked into the hotel.
Right.
You're given a thing that's your key that says the Ravens on it, has your name on it, and it's boom, boom, there you go.
How cool is that?
Now, for the kindness of strangers, my only request was a smoking room.
Mm-hmm. So for your stogies.
I love me cigars. And as it turns out, so does this guy for the Ravens. He loves them more than I do. Let me preface this by saying he and I talked about cigars, I'd say, during the course of the time that we were together, maybe 3 hours. We talked about football, we talked about life, but we talked about cigars.
Right.
I know you think I have a lot of cigars.
Mm-hmm.
He has rich guy a lot of cigars.
Right.
I'm talking hundreds of unopened boxes of cigars.
So he hoards like you do?
But if I was a billionaire.
You collect cigars, but he's got more?
And he, you know.
The real good ones too?
Yeah, and all the ones that I'm talking about, he's saying, oh yeah, I've already had that. Have you been to this event or do you go to this? So we're talking about all this, and I realize that he's hooked on cigars because when we arrive at the stadium later, he's standing outside because they will only let him smoke a cigar outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was during the game when we were on the sidelines when I kept noticing David Modell would do the spit thing, and I thought he had a chaw.
Right.
And as it turns out, what he does is he chews cigars when he's in places where he can't smoke, like football stadiums or on airplanes.
Oh, boy.
And I don't mean put a cigar in your mouth and chew on it. I mean, like, cut it into bite-sized pieces and chew on it.
How's that breath?
I tell you what. Well, there certainly were enough of the certs and Tic Tacs going around,
right?
That I never, and I was 2 inches from his face.
Cuts the cigar into chunks and chews on it.
Now, I'm not sure. Sure. I'm not sure exactly if he bites them off.
I guess tobacco is tobacco.
I'm not sure if he bites them off or what the deal is, but the whole time that we're on the sidelines, he's doing that,
right,
that spit thing, and then on the airplane, when I'm talking to him, he's got a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm talking to him, he's going, yeah, well, that was a real big plane. I remember one time we were in Oakland, and finally I said, and he said, I chew them.
Huh.
I chew them when I can't smoke them.
Interesting. And so he uses it like chewing tobacco.
And I thought, well, now there's someone who, you know, and that's one of the first things I told my wife.
She said, right.
How was the weekend? I said, it was the best weekend of my life. The Ravens are great. This guy, hey, I kind of got worse than me.
That's incredible.
You know, he chews them. He chews them.
I mean, you think flavored, like, chewing tobacco is one thing, but
no,
wow.
And he said he wouldn't do that.
Right.
He wouldn't use chewing tobacco.
I wonder what that flavor experience. Did you try one when you got home? Did you try to chew it? Quality cigars?
No, I would not. Although I did swap cigars with him.
I thought you were going to say you swapped spit with him.
I don't know who made this possible when I got to the hotel. My only request, like I said, was a smoking room. And somehow I happened to think that maybe through the magic of this guy who's just asked. And I told him I would be all the way up his rectal cavity today. I said, if you listen to the show today, I'm going to be in your bung. Because he was so nice. All I know is that somehow I ended up with with a room on the 23rd floor.
Come in, Don.
That had a balcony, large wraparound balcony that looked over the ocean.
Oh, there you go.
Had the perfect sunset. And
Rob, where were you staying while this was going on?
I was in the cellar.
Now, come on. Well, you had a nice room,
had a
but...
a beautiful room overlooking the bay, actually. It was very nice.
Did the windows open?
No.
Nah.
You had a balcony.
Fantastic.
You had a suite.
Loved it. It was, and you know, and that's one of those things.
You know what you are?
He didn't say anything to me.
You were a player.
He said nothing to me that he did this, but this was just.
This is good stuff.
Somehow fixed. So, Saturday night, she says, the Modell's wife, she says, we're real sorry we're not going to be able to join you for dinner. Like, we thought they were going to go to dinner with us. Anyway. The guy's the president of the football team. Right. We're the DJ jesters. Mm-hmm. She says, Dave has this superstition, and we found out that he's nuts. He's got many, many superstitions.
Right.
A lot of them involving the number 7.
Okay.
And a lot of them standing in the same place at exactly the same time and a lot of this stuff. She said he gets too nutty to leave the room, so we just stay in the room on the nights before the game, so you're on your own to socialize. So, of course, because Miami is a diverse city that has many different cultures and restaurateurs from around the world.
Oh, got a chance to experience the real flavor of the city and went to a nice exotic new restaurant?
The Palm. The Palm restaurant. We've never been to the Palm restaurant in Miami.
Well, it's much different than the one in New York or Washington or the other 20 you've been to.
And we also got to meet the brother of Tommy Giacomo from the Washington Palm, Ray Giacomo. And again, as with all the Giacomo boys, they all sound like Mo Slezak from The Simpsons. And every time it's a...
Would you like something to drink?
How are you effing guys?
You effing guys.
This is what we get from Tommy the most. You effing guys.
Yeah.
So
I got that at a wedding rehearsal dinner standing next to an Episcopal priest.
Yeah. You effing guys.
I said, Tommy.
We got there and our table wasn't ready, so we went to the bar to have a beer. Where Don had a not beer, and I had a beer. And then we were standing there, and we hadn't seen Ray Giacomo yet. And then it comes in, and it looks just like Tommy, basically, a little less hair. Mm-hmm. And he says, I am looking for Don Geronimo.
Here I am, and he says, it's so good to see you.
Did you do the drill where Tommy was on the phone?
No, no, there were no calls. He just said, are you guys still on in the morning? I said, no, we've been on in the afternoon for 12 years. I used to listen to you, and I would be at the track in the early morning. Listen, whatever these guys want to drink, it's on me. Have a good time, guys. Nice. Oh, you know, couldn't have been nicer. Now, there was a problem getting there, and I got to tell you this. We get out of the hotel. The Ravens are at a beautiful hotel, the Westin, in Miami.
It's in Hollywood, actually.
In Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, north of Miami.
And Rob has, already before we left, he's MapQuest out where the Palm Restaurant is. It's 8 miles.
I think I know.
It's 8 miles from the house.
Follow me.
Or from the house, from the hotel. Yeah. So we leave the hotel on Saturday night.
That's a Freudian slip, incidentally.
What?
No,
it's calling it the house.
Yeah. See, it
reveals your desire to live there and work there.
Buzz and I were talking about it.
It reveals my desire to be the owner of an NFL team and around and do that.
And to own a hotel.
Yes. And live in South Florida.
We get into the cab. And we get, now, I know that there's the language problem in America. But this guy did not appear to be Hispanic, Hasidic, Arab. Looked to me like maybe... Hungarian, Ukrainian,
Eastern European.
Yeah. One of these guys. Look, a guy who looks, as a matter of fact, very much like Baltimore Ravens player Ethan Brooks.
Well, there you go.
Who's the Don?
So he's a big guy.
Don and Mike Spotlight. No, just in the face, though.
Oh, okay.
Don and Mike Spotlight Player of the Week because he wore the pajama suit on the airplane. So we get into this thing, the car, and we say, Palm Restaurant, please. Guy says, and again, you're in his cab in Miami. Do you know where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Say, yeah.
Oh, that's cabs all over America.
96th Street and Bayshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is. Oh. Well, Rob says, here.
It's amazing lately.
Rob says, I map-quested it. Here you go. So he gives the guy the directions that say, from our hotel, go to this road and go left.
Oh, dear.
Guy drives around for 20 minutes, and he keeps stopping to turn the light on to look at the MapQuest. And finally, he just gets us somewhere, and he says, I really don't know where it is. This is where...
You have a map for him.
He says, it's somewhere around here. So we go, and he goes, get out. So we get out of the cab.
Wow.
He thinks he's dropped us somewhere near the restaurant. He can't figure this out.
Did you check the neighborhood before you got out of the cab?
Yeah, it was part residential, part business.
It was okay. According to MapQuest, hotel to restaurant was 8.5 miles.
Right.
Really not that long of a cab. Mm-hmm. He dropped us off roughly a mile from the restaurant. He missed it by that much.
Wow. Well.
So, and here's the thing, traveling with Rob, that I started going in the right direction, and Rob said, well, no, that's a residential area. I want to go back by where the business
I didn't know we were a mile away from
it. Yeah, being a mile away, tough to get the bearings, so you were actually going to go through a residential area
exactly.
And get to the place.
So then we go, and Rob finds another cab driver who swings. Anyway, you know, what an SE thing to do if you're a cab driver. You get in the cab,
right.
And the guy's like...
Especially if you have directions for him.
We did everything but drive for him. That's all he had to do.
We gave him MapQuest, and anyway, so then we went out. We had a great time. But we got
thank
back.
You for the phone call. That was very nice. You guys sounded festive when I got your call.
Oh yeah, we were drunk.
Yeah, there is no doubt. We
having
right.
a great time.
How are you?
We were drunk, but nothing beats. We'll break and I'll wind this up with being at the game. With the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday and being out on the field and the people that we saw and the things that we were able to see and to touch and
to do
to think about stealing and then remember that you're there as someone's guest.
The guest.
That
yes.
Really wouldn't be nice.
No stealing.
If you're walking through security and they happen to find like five pairs of those NFL gloves in your bag.
No, you don't want to do that. No.
But not that I didn't have a chance to.
Right.
Because we had these passes. It was like you go.
You don't want to pilfer.
No.
What are you going to do with them anyway?
No pilfer. Mike, save them. Save them. Collect them. Swap them.
Swap them with your friends.
Anyway, it was
wear them on game day.
It was a great day and it's a great hotel and the buses are leaving to take you over to the game and right. Again, it's the same deal with the motorcade. And now it's great because there's all this traffic with people that are going to the game.
Right.
And you've got 20 cops that are making now keep in mind the players are already there. The players had got to the stadium.
Oh, so this is exclusive for you guys.
Like at 10 o'clock in the morning is when the players get there.
Right.
Our bus leaves the hotel at 11:30, and it's just schmucks. It's schmucks like me and Rob.
But you still get a motorcade.
Oh, you bet your ass.
That is, I mean, the NFL controls America.
Excellent. You bet your ass you get and you get there, and they pull you right up to the gate, and it's go on in, go on the field, have a good time.
Wow.
See upstairs. A little different leaving, even though the Ravens lost, the home team, the Miami Dolphins, won, as all of the buses were leaving, many, many of the drunk Dolphin fans still stopped to flip off and say F. And
sure.
The highlight for me at one point was when three gentlemen all pulled down their pants and mooned the buses as they were going by.
Fantastic.
Real, not like real drunk guys. And they were wearing those, you know, those hard hat-like things.
Yeah, right, right.
They had those on. And
the aqua-colored hard hats.
They saw the buses coming by, and they started with the finger up.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, the Dolphins won the game.
Right.
They're doing
no
this.
Need to be ungracious.
They're doing this. And then I said to Rob, oh, my God, these guys are going to pull their pants down. They turn around and three big hairy pimply asses, and the woman in front of us, she was not pleased with this.
Not happy.
One of the frows that was on this trip.
Right.
Oh, now that's why do they have to do that?
She was funny all through. She was the one that when we were first getting the police escort, I said, "Gosh, it's like being in a funeral," and she says, "But better because no one has died."
And that was the voice, huh? Very good.
And then Rob gave her the finger.
Yes, but only behind her back.
And then he
did too.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
I gave her the double bumper. No, I followed up on it.
No one saw it here.
All right, hold on. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen now, we're giving away at least a key a day, maybe more. We've got to give away at least 18 keys.
Mm-hmm. So
if we give away only one key, Harper show, and they want us to give away the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 2004 edition on Friday, December 12th. Well, then, that means we got to give away a key pretty quick.
Well, then, hey,
if we only do one key a day, well, that's only 18 days until we give away the Jeep.
We got to give them away.
Yeah. Worth $23,000, so stay tuned. We've not given away the key or the money yet today. Car worth $23,000. Want to see the car? Go to www.forfarish.com. And just so you know, this is not like the typical cheesy, sleazy way. You own the car. It's not a lease.
Ah. Right.
You own the car.
A new car.
You own the Jeep. And also, we're bringing back dinner on the Bayflower.
The Bayflower, ladies and gentlemen.
Which is just the dumbest radio promotion ever.
But we love it.
That's why it's brilliant.
Yeah. We're really going to get, the day before Thanksgiving, a real Mayflower moving van here at the radio station. And inside will be a dining room set and lights and heating. And we invite you and your family to join us and have your family be the selected family to be served an absolute five-star, many-course Thanksgiving dinner served by the beautiful girls of the Crystal City Restaurant.
Mm.
See them serve you your turkey just as you would see them on stage.
So there will be tasteful nudity.
There will be. We can accept a family of up to 20 people. The winning family gets $500.
Grandparents required.
This will be a broadcast on the radio, and we'd like to know why your family deserves this dinner on the Mayflower.
I can't wait. It's always a special family that wins this very special, wonderful gift.
And this year, we're asking you to email us your letters telling us why we should select your family. And remember, you know, again, the older, the better. If there's going to be like an 80, a 90, you know, one of the Willard Scott Smuckers types.
Yeah, we invite you to join us for tasty foods, tasty news.
Here's the email address for this contest for the dinner on the Mayflower. Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Wonderful.
So there you go. We're giving away the car, and we've got the dinner on the Mayflower. And this past weekend, the Baltimore Ravens could not have been nicer to Rob and I, taking us down to Miami with them for the unfortunate loss. They lost in overtime.
Yeah, another tough loss. Tough loss for both the Baltimore team and the Washington team.
It's too bad about the Redskins.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Steven Davis scored the winning touchdown. He used to play for the Redskins.
He did.
Hmm.
We'll wait until next week, until they go down to Miami and lose that game. And then when all the people from Washington start calling saying, hey, the team sucks, I'm going to say, where were you 2 weeks ago?
Right.
Where were you? So now it's Sunday, and I'm up on Sunday morning. And
game day.
And, man.
What time are you up?
Is it great? Seriously? 5:30.
Yeah.
5:30 on Sunday morning.
Excited.
I'm awake. And I'm out on my balcony having the coffee, having my cigar, reading the newspaper.
At 5:30?
At 5:30 in the morning.
My God.
Well, and also
you got
because,
an interesting schedule, you.
Also because it's Miami, and I'm thinking,
you get up early in Florida.
When am I going to see this again?
You feel a little energized when you're down in South
Florida. I went down, you know, did the dumb tourist thing. I go down by the beach. I went down by the pool. I read my paper, had my cigar, my coffee down there. Went back up to the room, sat out on the balcony, put on my, you know, my I'm going to the game clothes. Mm-hmm. And then we got on the bus. And
what time do you get on the bus to go to the game?
11:15.
Very good.
11:15 for a 1 o'clock kickoff. And as I was mentioning, even though the players are already there, we still get the whole thing.
The whole motorcade. Yeah.
So we get there now. The other people who the Ravens have invited have these passes, as I told you, to let them go in a certain area on the field until 15 minutes before kickoff. Mm-hmm. And then they got to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David Modell has already slipped Rob and I the day before these you can do anything you want, passes.
You can walk around naked if you want.
Yeah. Now, he said to me, it would be best probably if you were low-key, but you're welcome to watch because I know you're really...
So the fact that both of you were wearing the Dumb and Dumber tuxedos probably didn't fit into his plans.
Now, here's the now we're going to get to the good stuff with people, because we're standing on the field before the game, and all the other people are off on the in the corner, and Rob and I can walk anywhere on the field, on the Ravens sideline, Dolphins sideline. We're standing in the end zone, and we see former Washington Redskins coach and friend of the show sometimes, Norv Turner.
Yes,
we see him.
Wow. And he is
very standoffish.
Huh.
I guess we could do it, but it's not accepted for us to actually go on the playing field.
Right.
And so as a coach, he's on the playing field, mm-hmm. very far from where anyone can get at him.
And he looks our way and gives me one of these. And I said to Rob, "Can you just nod?" Rob said, "Yeah," he nodded. And I said, "Well, do you think he was nodding at us, or do you think he was just looking at somebody else? Because do you think he remembers mm-hmm. who the hell I am?"
Right.
So we start playing this game with him, and we realize that Norv Turner indeed realizes that it's me.
Okay.
Because when he walks over by the 20-yard line, and we walk over by the 20-yard line, he keeps looking over and making eye contact and nodding like, "Hi."
Hmm.
Then
did you wave?
Walking away. No.
No. And
so
that
you're
was,
playing the game too.
It was a grand game, and it was almost like a dismissive nod. So
it was a grand game.
It was. It was a grand game.
Grand game, Mr. Football over here.
Now they're out on the field doing.
Norv, you look grand.
I'm sorry, Mike. They're stretching. The players are stretching. Uh-huh. You know when they lie down on the ground and they do stretching stuff.
And other coaches like Norv just like supervise the pregame cal.
And he's just kind of walking through all of these players, and we keep waiting for the right moment. Finally, say to Rob, "We're going to run out of time." Screw it. He's not going to come over this way. I'm going out there. So out onto the field. I mean, this is 12:30. Dave Wonstadt is just 10 yards away from me. I walk right up to Norv, and I go. He turns around. He sees me approaching him. And
and there's no escape.
And to his credit, he smiles.
Right.
He goes, "Hi." I go, "Hey, Norv, I'm sure you don't remember me. I'm Don Geronimo." He goes, "No, I remember you. I saw you down.
I remember you. How are you?"
"Yeah,
good to see you.
I saw you earlier." So right away he's admitted
he's being friendly
that we've been playing eye contact.
Now get the hell off the field. And
the one question he did ask is, "Why are you here?"
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
sure.
And because we're coming from his sideline. We're coming from the Dolphins' sideline.
Right.
Right.
The pass that says go anywhere. Why are you here? I said, "We're here with the Ravens." He says, "Well, you guys are always very nice to me." As I realize, what he's done is he's taken his hand and put it on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing is, because Rob has now joined me out there, what he's doing is he's walking us off the field.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we are standing on the
right.
In the middle of the field,
sure.
talking to him at 12:30 before the friggin' game, and like the idiot disc jockey I am, mm-hmm. and I figure if I don't do this, I'm not.
Well, hello.
No. He says, "Nice, real nice seeing you now. I'm going to go to work now." Mm-hmm. And then he walked, and we continued to play this eye contact game.
Right.
But that was
Daddy over there.
It was an awkward.
But you're glad you said hi to him.
A grand awkward moment. Yeah,
it grand. Started. And it started. The grand game started in one end zone and ended 80 yards down the field. And
right.
He would move, and we would move, and he would move, and it was great.
Very cool.
And then there's the other thing with Bonnie Bernstein, abroad, who works for CBS, who we've had on the show plenty of times. We've even had her live on the show. She sat in my car one night.
She's always fetching.
I gave her a ride somewhere. It meant
yes,
something.
You did. To a little park.
It meant something to me, but apparently.
Pickle Park.
Apparently nothing to
Pickle Park.
To Miss Bernstein. Rob and I spotted her, and she came walking our way, and I said to Rob, "She's not going to know who we are."
Mm-hmm.
That's great, because I love doing that thing. Like, I did it once to Katie Couric.
Right.
And she picked up on it where I said, "Hi, we used to be friends back before you became famous." And she actually, then she clicked. And she
right.
Went, "Oh, hi."
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to let Bonnie Bernstein walk by and say, "Hi." And then she would turn around and I'd say, "Oh, hello. I guess you don't remember like the thousand time you've been on."
She would remember you, I would
think. Well, no, she did not.
Oh.
She didn't. She walked by, and that's when Rob said, "Bonnie, hi. I'm Rob from the Don and Mike show." And she stopped. She said, "Oh," and she sees me, and she goes, "Oh, hi, where's Mike?" Said, "Mike's at home." Mike's, yeah, right.
Did she really?
Hold
on to this moment for a second. So after you made the contact, how soon afterwards did she inquire as to my whereabouts?
It was the first question, and then I replied, "Then you haven't heard."
Yeah,
of course, Mike had passed away. Years of hard living.
So she said, as Norv Turner said, what are you doing here? And I said, we're here with the Ravens. And she said, well, nice talking to you. See you later. She's gone.
Right. Everybody's working.
She's gone like Esther a goose. So now we're on the sidelines, and it's the kickoff time. Mm-hmm. And we're standing out there for Star Spangled Banner, and Dave Modell is spinning the cigars that he's
Gloria Estefan sing it?
No, it was people from Jamaica or the Bahamas or something like
really?
That. Now, Modell's already said we can stay on the field, but one of his guys... And now, I don't want to categorize this like Snyder, because he doesn't have security guys.
Right.
But I think one of the people that works on the Ravens staff, it's his job to make sure that all of the dumb folk, like myself, that are invited along on the trip, that we're all herded up
mm-hmm.
to this booth, this box, where they can keep an eye on us. Mm-hmm. So this guy says... the NFL frowns on having anybody down here.
Yeah.
And I think that it would probably, you know, by the end of the first series, it'd be best we got you guys upstairs.
Yeah.
And then the first series ended, and then we went over to Modell and said, listen, this, you know, your guy says we got to go up there. It's great. And Modell says to me, you go up, you get something to eat, come on back down. You want to come back down.
Cool.
So,
what a guy.
So Rob and I...
Really go, terrific host.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he couldn't have been... really could not have been nicer. Rob and I go up. We have a... I don't have enough time to tell you all of the stuff that we did. We went into the press box
mm-hmm.
where we saw a gentleman. I won't mention what TV network he works for. but we saw he was trying so hard to hit on this chick
mm-hmm.
who works for another TV network.
Oh. Right.
He was trying so goddamn hard to impress her with his football knowledge
yeah.
because he wanted to get in her pants so bad.
Yeah.
And
well, you can't share it with us, huh?
No.
A known commodity?
Yeah, very known commodity. And
former player?
No.
Okay.
And he would say stuff like, oh, that left foot was out of bounds. Look at that. Look at that. And then they wouldn't show the replay.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, that left foot was out of bounds. And meanwhile, she's looking at her compact, putting her lipstick on. And
is she another, famous TV person?
Yes, and she's just as hot as can be. This guy is totally striking out with her. And Rob and I, for whatever reason, are sitting in this press box, and there are other, besides these two dopes from television, there are, like, serious writers in there and stuff, and we realize we're really not in the right place.
Press box can be an uncomfortable place if you're not supposed to
be. So we go back down to this suite where it's fancy, where they got the food, and it's like going to Chili's, and they've got all the food set out, and they got booze, and Rob and I are just sitting there enjoying it, and I said, you know, the game had started up again, it's the third quarter, I said, I'm going back down.
Hey, there you go.
And he said, all right, I'm cool up here. I'll see you. So I work my way down, and I'm on the sidelines. And they've got an area on the sidelines. This is now, if you're a football fan, you're going to know what I'm talking about. There's an area where there's a white line,
right,
in which no one can pass. And then there's a yellow line,
mm-hmm.
which is like the super double secret probation line,
right,
where you can't. There's no way you can get in this space.
Mm-hmm.
But
even if you're, and that's right on the perimeter of the field.
And when I come back down on the field in the end of the third quarter, I go to Modell, Dave Modell, and I say, hey, I'm back. And he said, okay, here's what I want you to do. Just kind of stay out of the way. You look at anything you want, but stay out of the way. If anybody gives you any ass, you just tell them you and me.
Okay.
Now, and then he was very, you know, he said, now, you're in my space because he's superstitious. He has to stand in the same spot.
Right.
He said, go have fun.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking...
So he's really just a cool, straightforward, good guy.
Listen, I know I'm kissing the guy's ass, but I'm telling you, I can't imagine a cooler guy in a situation like this. He could be a king dick like Snyder is,
right,
and he's got nothing to gain out of this.
Right.
And he doesn't need me to sell tickets for him. He doesn't need me to make
right.
the Baltimore Ravens a better team. He doesn't need me to do PR for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the sidelines, and the longer I'm down there,
mm-hmm.
the more I'm integrating myself with the security and with the people on the team who I've already met,
right,
and some of the coaches who I've made eye contact with, and although I am, of course, not a member of the Baltimore Ravens, I have crossed the white line, and I am now getting close to the double yellow line, which is where the players go,
mm-hmm.
Which is when I notice the player that we saw on the plane wearing the pajama suit,
right,
Ethan Brooks is his name.
Mm-hmm.
I spot him, and he's coming off the field. He's an offensive tackle, right? Well, Dynamite Baltimore Raven of the Week. Ethan Brooks. Telling you, the guy had a suit that was a silk shirt with matching, like, pajama pants.
Sure.
I am not kidding about this guy's dress.
Right. And he might have escaped notice, except he was in the front row right in front of the movie screen.
Mm-hmm.
He was very busy,
right,
up and down a lot, and he was real big on standing up with a drumstick in his mouth. It's just funny.
So I see this guy coming off the field, because I'm standing right there, and I call Rob. And now Rob's up in a box.
Right.
But he can see me. And I said, "Hey, Rob, I found the guy who wears the PJ suit." Now, this is how close I am to this guy on the sidelines. I'm standing here, and he's where you are, Mike.
Okay.
I'm pointing. I go, "Look, 77. I go, "It's the PJ guy." Then at one point, I walked even closer to where everything was happening. And I don't think Mr. Modell knew that I was doing this. Now, I'm not bothering anybody.
Okay.
I'm just standing there.
You're kind of inching your way in.
BB, Brian Billick,
right,
is talking to, I think, Matt Cavanaugh, the offensive coordinator, and they've got the thing where they were drawing up plays and looking at the cheat sheet that they shoved down their pants. And I'm standing 3 inches away, like I'm in on the discussion.
You mean you're right on top of it?
There was one point when... Now I've crossed over the line. I am standing literally 8 inches away from Ray Lewis.
Wow.
The greatest player.
So you're inside some sort of barrier where you're not supposed to be?
Yeah, and I'm just standing there, and because I look like I belong, nobody has said anything to me, and because I'm not bothering anybody.
Well, it was the raccoon skin coat that you were wearing.
It's the goddamn coolest thing.
Yeah.
You're there on the sidelines, you're watching the coach push the buttons to talk to the other different people on the headset, and you're hearing the stuff that the guys are saying, and you see the Ray Lewis when he plays. I mean, he is really...
intense.
Crazy. Just freaking crazy. And I'm standing right next to him, and next to him is Mike Singletary, the Chicago Bear, the coach.
Yeah,
and it's like,
legend.
I'm standing, and then one point I just called Rob again, and I said, "Do you see where I'm at?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "But Rob, I mean, big picture, do you see where they're playing a game?" And I'm
effing, you're in football fan heaven.
I'm loving this. So then the game continues, and now the time's running out in the game. Olindo Mare for the Dolphins is going to kick a field goal.
I wonder if you got any TV time.
To win it, here's the deal. He kicks the field goal, and it's no good.
Mm.
This means this game is going into overtime. The Ravens are not out of it. I feel a hand on my shoulder, and it's David Modell. And he says, "Listen, I appreciate your passion. I appreciate the fact that you're into this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that you love it. But you gotta get off the effing field."
Yeah.
I mean, he was kidding and nice, because what happened was the guy, Olindo Mare, he kicks the field goal and he misses it, so there's going to be an overtime. So it's like the game is over, and everybody is milling around, and I'm like, "Yeah, hey, they missed it! They missed it! They missed it! I'm out on the field! They missed it!" I'm actually, like with the Ravens players,
right,
I swear to Christ, I'm saying, "Hey, way to go! Way to go!" And so he has to come over and say, "Just get off. Get off."
So you were actually on the playing field?
I was on the playing field.
Oh my God.
It was beyond great. So then the game goes on, and as it turns out, the Ravens get the ball back, and then Jamal Lewis fumbles, and then Miami kicks the field goal, and they win. And it's got to be like 4:20 East Coast time. The game has run way past because this is just... Hey, listen, Joe, don't put these calls through saying this is geeky. I know this is geeky.
Sure, it's geeky.
Listen, I'm sorry. This is the radio... let me talk to the guy. What? You got a problem with this being geeky? Listen, like, you wouldn't give your left nut for the chance to do this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
God, I got my beach towel out, buddy.
Oh, so he's into it, see?
Oh, all right.
See, he's J&O.
You're not mocking me.
No, I'm living vicariously through you, buddy.
All right, thank you. I apologize, sir.
All right, buddy.
I realize I'm very, you know, because I am very close to that.
So what happened after the game?
Just kissing too much ass. So he makes the field goal, and now at this
kind
point...
Kind of a drag, Ravens lose.
All the players are out on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk out among the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... seeing, I'm
just walking around wide-eyed.
I'm walking around. I see Brian Greasy, the quarterback of the Dolphins, who I don't know, and I go, "Hey,
right,
Brian, good game." He goes, "Hey, thanks, dude." I go up to somebody, Ricky Williams. I go, "Ricky, good game." Oh, thank you, man.
Did you really?
I swear to God. Now, while all of this is happening, Bonnie Bernstein is walking by to go get one of the coaches to interview on TV, and she stops for just a second, and she looks at me, she says, "What are you doing here?"
Again with that.
And I said, "I'm with the Ravens, baby." And she moved on. And then right. I was on the field, I guess, after that.
We got to get her back on the show just to get a little perspective.
Yeah.
From
I was on the field for maybe, I don't know, another 10 minutes.
I want to hear from somebody that might have seen you, if you've gotten some TV time, you know.
I don't know if I did or not, but right. I was standing very close to Billick. I mean, there was, I was, you know, kind of close.
Calm down.
Not right next to him.
Right. No, I know. You're as close to him as you could get.
But very close, and it's very cool. And then, you know, with the locker room after the game, and just, boy, you know.
God.
Then,
got
on the, well, Mike, how can you
avoid it?
Staring. Right.
How can you not? So then you get on the airplane, because now the game's over. Mm-hmm. All this great stuff is done. The Ravens, unfortunately, have lost, but they're still upbeat. They get you on the bus, you get your motorcade out, you got the Miami fans giving you the finger.
Now it's the best because you're not dealing with any traffic, right?
You
zip right through.
You get to the airport, and again, you go through this separate little area where they give you the wand, and they make sure that you're not, you know, like from Al Qaeda,
right?
But they check your ID. You're on the plane, and I mean. Again, now, let's think about this. You've just played the football game, or you've just been to the football game. You've been eating, whatever. Everybody, again, same deal on the way back. Everybody has a box.
Was there booze on the plane on the way back?
No.
No.
Everybody has a box of chicken waiting for them, along with a Gatorade, a water, and a Diet Coke. Before the plane takes off, this is your pre-takeoff snack.
Cool.
Of Popeye's chicken. Then, while the movie is playing, another good movie with Dustin Hoffman and Ed Burns, yeah, Confidence, they come around and they're giving you crab legs and steak.
Oh my God!
And some kind of pasta and the lady's coming by with just these gigantic baskets of candy and.
Are people eating as much on the way back as they did on the way down?
No, and this is the thing. They're offended when you say, no, I can't take anymore. they say, oh, please. And Rob, now, I'm not kidding. Good chick is Chinese or Japanese, one of the two, one of the stews.
She says, Mr. Goodbar? I said, you've got to be kidding. Because at this point,
right.
I mean, I'm about to break a sweat from
right.
being full. She says, not kidding, it's for you. I said, no, you're kidding because all we've done is eat.
Is it a different crew on the way back?
Some same, some different.
Okay. And she just said, take one. And I mean, really, all they did is feed you. And it's only a two-hour flight.
That's amazing. That had to be a blast.
It was great.
And then we got back to the stadium, and that's when Modell threw the toilet paper at me. And that's when I said the thing about Rob and I having gay sex. And
so he's a pretty cool guy, and the team had to be a little bit down,
no,
I would imagine.
Question.
You know,
I'd have to say, yeah, that counts in the all-time coolest, that if you've ever dreamt about doing that, go get a radio show and then find a guy that owns the team
right.
that listens to the show who is nice enough to ask you. And all I want to say to Mr. Modell is I had a great time. Oh, and thanks for the free stuff you get. You know, I like the free stuff.
Sure.
And I got free stuff that you can't buy, like different colored hats and
right,
stuff like
right.
that. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I want to go again. As soon as you will let me.
This was your best football experience ever?
Yes. I
want to go again as soon as you will let me.
You can even take me somewhere crappy like Cincinnati.
Where you'll do it again.
Where the fans don't really
right.
care. I want
so
go.
The Cincinnati game you would be down with,
I
right?
I want to. You bet your ass.
Very good.
You
good
bet
for
your
you.
Ass. And I'm going to be like Don and Mike show Ravens Player of the Week. Ethan Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And,
wear a pajama suit?
Boy, can you imagine if I ever got on that plane again with this guy kick my ass 8,000 different ways?
Hey, you know, David Modell might call you and say, come on down.
So anyway, listen.
Hi, Ethan.
Crunch. Thank you to the Ravens. And some guy from the Ravens, after all of this ass-kissing that they did for us and all these other people, trained us so nice, said to Rob, one of the people who works there, said to Rob, Well, we're a little scared to tune out, turn on the radio on Monday. Do you think you guys going to talk nice about us?
Oh, man, they couldn't have been nicer.
Like, are you kidding?
Couldn't have done it better.
Jesus Christ. I call my wife, really, well, she already thinks I'm nuts. But I called her and I just, you know, I said, you know, I don't know what it is about me, but you know what I like, and I'm telling you, I was right there on the... She's like, okay, that's, you know, that's really great. But no, baby, you don't get it.
Right.
I was on the freaking field. I'm standing there with Ray... That's fine. I'm watching Clean Sweep. Call me later.
Could you ever see anything like this happening here in D.C.?
Never. And that's the last point. And I'll wait until the Redskins lose another couple of games till people jump back on, mm-hmm. on my side about this. But I could never see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know... Anybody has to kiss anybody's ass, but it was certainly very nice, and thank you to David Modell.
Just he was so, and I hate to sound like Jim Nance, but so classy. I mean, mm-hmm. going through what he did with the loss and the trip back, he waited at the end of the plane when everyone was coming off the plane and thanked everyone for coming. This is the cool. president of the team that did this.
Very cool.
Classy and
really
down
just
to earth.
A class guy, and yeah. we really do appreciate it.
But go Ravens. Let's get back on the winning team.
So anyway, that was a...
Winning train.
That was pretty friggin' great.
Very cool.
And I was so, I maybe had, I don't know, I'm not kidding, 8 BMs, mm-hmm. but most of them were water.
Right.
Because I was just always so keyed up.
That's like, probably more information than we needed.
Like,
yeah.
You just sit down and it was like.
You were happy.
Was
on the plane?
My end's a two on the plane.
You did two on the plane? He did it on the plane again?
Two in the room, yeah.
You BM'd on the plane?
Yeah.
You always BM on a plane.
Yeah, sure. I love BMing on a plane.
I just wish you wouldn't do that.
We got a break. listen, this is exciting, and thank you for indulging me. I love the football and the stuff, but, Mike, you know, the biggest story today has got to be this... The idiot Rush Limbaugh coming back and people treating
he's back after rehab.
People treating this like it's news.
Yes.
And I don't mean people like Buzz, whose job it is to kind of point this out and
returning as a conquering right. hero.
And allow us to mock it, but right.
conquering his addiction.
I'm watching this today on Fox News and CNN. And they're going to the Rush Limbaugh website, which is a shaky in studio like internet camera mm-hmm. on him. And they're calling him a hero, and they're saying that his millions of devoted fans mm-hmm. will stand by him. And I guess he said some stuff about it on his show today. Here's where I'm going with this. Ladies and gentlemen, in a Don and Mike show exclusive.
Very exclusive.
The real Rush Limbaugh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Who will tell you exactly what he thought of the show, of yes. his listeners, and how he's doing.
Absolutely.
This is a good. Don and Mike exclusive.
We need that.
Coming up, we got and Buzz, you got news about him, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, real a little, news? Sure.
Isn't it amazing that this is covered as real news?
It's a big story. Yeah, it's amazing the attention it's getting and is expected to continue to get.
I tell you this, he's not... I don't know. I watched it. It was a grainy
picture. Can I just say something? All is not what it seems.
Yeah, it was a grainy picture today
yeah.
on the net cam. Impossible to tell.
That may have been why you didn't probably see everything that was going on.
There's okay. more. Huh?
All right.
Hand them out.
I thought there might be. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, hold on a second. The Monday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
Right.
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Not yet giving away the key to the car. We'll do that shortly. Is Joe around?
I know he's floating around. I saw him during the break.
Because we have news about the car that pertains to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, listen, here are the priorities for Joe.
Right.
Joe is regretful.
Mm-hmm. Joe,
Average Joe.
There he is.
Yeah.
Joe, here's what Joe's schedule is. He answers the phones, and he helps out. But mainly, Joe's day is broken down into the times that he can go outside and smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason he's here.
Right.
He's hired to stand outside and smoke cigarettes.
That's not right.
So that's his job, Mike.
No, and, I don't believe in that. I don't think that when you're on the clock, you should be out, you know, smoking.
Inappropriate.
Certainly not.
Thanks for the cigarette, Joe.
So anyway, Joe is doing all this other stuff as a spiffin. We want a way to thank Joe for... I am going somewhere with this. If Joe would just come in.
Sometimes I just like the journey.
Joe... If you'd please come in now, I made the mistake of going back during the commercial break and saying, oh, hey, Joe, did you get me my soda pop?
I thought I did.
No, I don't see it.
Where could he have left it?
I must have forgotten it.
Okay, anyway.
It's Monday, you know.
Here is the great new news for our man, Joe Ardinger.
Right.
Not on Wednesday.
Joe, you know we're giving away a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4.
I have heard.
Worth $23,000.
Wow.
Check out this car at www.4farish.com from Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle. We're giving this car away. Joe. And this is the official music for the car. How would you feel about driving the vehicle for the next month?
For a month?
For a month. Until we give it away on December... What is the day? December 12th.
Sure.
All you got to do...
Hold on a mic. Hold on, Mike Winters knows you can set the car in as-is condition.
All that we ask is no smoking in the Liberty. You can smoke if you roll the windows down. Just no burn holes.
You'll still get the smoke smell. Yeah.
No burn holes.
But he wants to. You want to smoke in it, won't you?
No CSI, like if we go through with the black light, finding the DNA all right. Over the place. And you know, no blood, but... The thought here is that they asked me if there's anybody that I thought could drive the car and tell us how great it is. And Joe, really, you were the first choice.
The 2004 Jeep Liberty, driven by Joe.
Joe is regretful.
The winner will
be. Can we put a little plaque
yes,
on it?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The winner will get a plaque in there.
There's like a Jack Diamond plaque. And right. Joe, the good news for you is...
Clean the oregano out of the glove box.
call your gal pal.
Okay.
And tell her... That you love her. Yes, sorry that you love her. And thank her for not leaving you.
Yeah.
And then tell her that you have a unique dilemma tonight because you have two cars at the radio station that need to be driven home.
Okay.
Because we'd like you to drive home.
Is the car here now?
This brand new car is here.
Brand new car. So we got to go out in the next break and look at it.
Okay.
But first, get me a drink, please.
Sure.
All right.
So, Joe, do you agree to drive it for a month?
No problem.
I mean,
why wouldn't I?
Right.
Have a good time in the car. You know what I mean, relatively speaking. And let us know the attributes of the car.
I'll tell you how fast it can get to Florida and back.
Very good. Hey, another vote. Another vote, Don.
All right, Joe.
We're taking a poll.
Well, keep taking it. All right, thank you very much, Joe.
He's like the John Harder of the show.
Right.
Don
Harder, for all of you that might not know, is a local TV man that reviews automobiles for a local television station.
Channel 7. I think even the people who live here didn't know that. Nobody knows.
Rob knew.
John Harder.
John Harder.
I think Mike knew, too.
Mike knew, too. Mike likes him.
And what's not to like?
Right on.
Let me just say, tomorrow on the show, are we going to have some fun? We have some new sex, some phone sex lines. We got some perv. Guy's name is Dick Lutz. Really, his name is Richard Lutz.
Right.
No, his name is...
George Michael.
No, of course not.
Anyway, he sent us so many of these new 1-800 sex numbers. You have kinky military, uncut Latinos, sleazy bodybuilders, horny black and hairy bears, all-star catcher, tender chickens, instant sex dateline, telesex, and 100 gay live. Not to mention the websites that are associated with these, God.
I may have been on one today.
Black Passport.
I had a bad experience.
.com. Mansurf.com. DudeJack.com.
May I issue a warning to all of our listeners regarding the Paris Hilton video?
Yeah.
Yes. All is not what it seems to be, and I thought that for my $1.85
didn't we hear that the
trial
link,
membership
the link was down?
I went to I think it's called Celeb Hotel. It's the thing that popped up the first time on my search engine.
Uh-huh.
And as opposed to, you know, when I gave them all of my pertinent information, as opposed to immediately getting the Paris Hilton video, I was catapulted into a world of porn, and it is the one thing on the internet that scares the S out of me, because they don't let you get away.
Did you sign up?
I signed up for the 3-day thing, and then they say,
it doesn't matter.
Right after you do that, you say, you will be billed $1.85 for your first 3 days, and then $29.95 per month afterwards. So I frantically went back in to cancel and succeeded, hopefully, in canceling my membership.
No,
but when I got onto the main thing for Celeb Hotel, there was no Paris Hilton, and that's all I wanted to do.
You're screwed. And
I did look at one other one while I was there.
I don't mean that literally you're screwed, but here's how you're screwed. Not in the paying the money and the $29.95,
yeah,
but now because you have registered for one of these sites.
Yeah, but I canceled.
Doesn't matter.
Why?
They've already got your name and your address, your email address.
Yeah, are they going to send me stuff?
Get ready, friend.
Oh, Jesus.
Get ready. Just get another mailbox.
All right.
And shut that mailbox down.
Okay. All right. I will.
I bet.
But I mean, nowhere on there. Where I couldn't find it. Now, did you go to this?
Not to that particular one, but I know there are many
selling
it. But there's
nothing on there, and that's why. I mean, they said Paris Hilton video. And I figured I'd be able to just take, I just wanted to take another look at it.
I bet when you, what time did you sign up for this thing today?
You know, probably morning, mid-morning.
I bet tonight you've got at least 10 porno spam emails waiting for you. At least.
I'll let you know, I'll do in the next break. I'll let you know.
At least 10. And I bet one of them has the heading of something like, young girls love to suck C.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the thing I hate about it is whenever you do that...
This is what I hear happens.
Well, no, but I mean, you go in. I've taken a peek at porn websites many times, but the reason I don't do it that often is because when you do it, you get into this system, and they just... You can't even shut your computer down.
You need the pop-up blocker to prevent that from happening, and now you need a spam killer to prevent all the spam.
Well, and I never got a chance to see the Paris Hilton video.
Right.
I was going to pay my $1.85. I figured Paris was worth that. Mm-hmm. And I popped in there, and then there's nothing. All there was the standard little, you know, Red Beaver and all that that kind of stuff.
Red Beaver?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Baby!
Yeah.
Red Beaver? Yeah!
And it said Celeb Hotel, and, you know, for MrSkin.com. It was,
speaking of Red Beaver,
George Michael!
Who's on this show all the time. There wasn't a celebrity to be found on this website. I don't know why they call it Celeb Hotel. Mm-hmm. But you had, it was easy for you?
Originally when we had the free link, but I haven't gone to any of the pay sites to try to get the Paris Hilton
Mike
video.
Mike in Salt Lake City. Mike.
How you doing, Ben? Mike.
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, yeah, I've put my credit card info in before and canceled, and then, yeah, just like you're saying, Don.
They get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're on the list now.
And you can't just delete that website or block the new email from coming to you because they send it to everybody. And I think there's been days when I've had like 85 different emails.
85.
I'll let you know how many I get.
Go check it during the break.
I will, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It's great. I mean, it's not great, thanks, Mike, but you can get another mailbox.
I probably should anyway.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jesse. I was just wondering what you were wearing at the football game.
Is this Jesse Lang?
No.
Is it Jessica Lang? Is that her name? Jessica Lang? Yeah, Jesse Lang.
Jessica Lang?
Jesse Lang.
If Jessica, she wouldn't be able to call us. She's underground.
Jesse Lynn.
Oh, that's Jessica Tandy. Jessica Lang is the pretty actress.
But who's the POW?
Jessica Lynch.
Jessica Lynch?
Jesse Lynch.
Right. Jesse Lynch.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Hi. Jesse Simpson.
What were you wearing at the football game?
Mike already said it, a raccoon coat.
Raccoon coat.
And just and a
top hat.
Just a raccoon coat.
And a cat in the hat hat. Because she might have seen you.
Husband taped the football game.
I still
have it on tape. And I'm standing here, and I'm not sure exactly what you look like. I saw you on King of Queens, but...
Well, I'm much handsomer now than then, darling.
Are you familiar with the movie with Halle Berry?
The Botox was done... The Botox has turned my face around.
It was the sci-fi movie where they were all like characters. The one guy was Wolf. He had the blades. What was the name of that movie?
X-Men?
Hugh Jackman?
That's exactly who Don looks like. He looks a little bit like Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman.
That's what he looks like.
Anyway, I'm wearing a sport coat and a shirt.
Sport coat and a shirt, okay.
What color is sport coat?
Orange. in black pants and a white shirt with short sleeves.
I was not. No, that's like the team uniform. I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
I'm the cool looking.
You were wearing a sport coat that was similar to the ones that the late Rod Roddy used to wear, right?
That's right. That's right.
Silver, kind of like with a purple pattern on.
Made in
Taiwan.
It made in
Thailand.
Thailand. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Howdy. Still no key given away for today's show.
Very exciting.
Still no key. Stay listening.
Hey, I
did that sound desperate?
No.
Stay listening.
No.
I will
like
email
a command.
What?
I'll email you the Paris Hilton video. It's only like 3 megs.
Yeah, let me give you my email address.
Everybody's got it now.
Yeah.
All the pornographers have got it.
Right.
All right, hold on. You don't want to give this guy your address.
No.
All right, I didn't
know. Email.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
Bye.
All right, the Rush thing. We've got that coming up next.
Very good.
Tomorrow on the show also, you know, sometimes when it rains, it pours with the inside radio stuff from the radio magazine. You know, we've talked about how many of these dumb stations are playing Christmas music now already around America. Well, there's a gigantic article with the dumb program directors in the
talking
radio
about
magazine.
Why it works.
Yeah, and what their rotations are on the Christmas.
Yeah, because, you know, it has been successful.
Yeah, it's a science now.
Mm-hmm. And then this from the rock portion for rock radio, the ideal air talent. Traits for DJs to aspire to and bad habits for them to kick.
Very good.
See, we don't make this up. This is from R&R Radio and Records, November 14th, the newest issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up. Oh, and I got to do one plug before we go to break. We're doing Dinner on the Mayflower.
Dinner on the Mayflower.
Which is the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 26th, here in the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters. What it is, really, it's a Mayflower moving van. And you have Thanksgiving dinner inside with erotic girls. A dinner served by the girls of the Crystal City Restaurant. See them serve you dinner just as you would see them up on stage in the strip club.
Wonderful.
Wow. We can take up to 20 people. Winning family gets $500. And, you know, the more old people, the better.
Sure.
You know, because we want to shock them. With this crazy dinner on the Mayflower.
We don't want any fatalities or anything like that.
No, it's Thanksgiving on the Mayflower. And if you'd like to enter your family, please send us a letter and tell us who's coming and why they should come. Mm-hmm. And send it to Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Wonderful.
Now, let me just try the link to the Rush Limbaugh thing to see if we've got his studio.
Video. And a free sample of the Revolutionary.
No,
Temper.
Hold on. That's the wrong one. Let me try another
now
one.
Now I get a better night.
No.
You can call him.
No, there. Hold
1-8-219-7-
Hold on.
0-0. It's tough to get a good night these days. Now.
Rush.
I sleep better.
I'm getting all kinds of.
Yeah. You can
Rush.
Too.
Rush. Rush.
Hello.
1-9-7-6.
Oh, no, I'm getting all kinds
of
people.
Yeah, it's a conservative
all right,
channel.
Now, let me see. Hello? Rush?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm feeling clammy. Waiting for a radio interview. Need to get myself together. Hello?
Rush?
Hello? Don?
Hi, Rush.
That's Rush Limbaugh.
Hey,
how are you?
Doing
back from a very... very traumatic time in my life, and feeling strong, feeling good. Are we doing the interview now?
We're going to in just a moment.
Excellent. Excellent. I am ready. I am rested. Ladies and gentlemen, I am ready to speak with you. I'm really excited about the potential of the show now that I'm back from my brief stay in rehabilitation services.
And let's
break. No.
Let's break
no.
right now. Rush, you're clear. You're clear. How you doing, dude?
Feeling ill. Sick. Stomach. Clams on hands. Not good. Not doing well.
You still on the juice?
Are we off the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Tons of baby blues eaten today.
We
saved lots of cabbage during month.
I'll bet.
We will be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rush. And Mike, if I could show you something. I don't know where this came from.
Yes.
Super producer Charlie Broyhill came in. Here, in fact, is a still picture from the game.
Wow.
This was in the first quarter where you can see there is a There's Dave Modell.
There you are.
And, there I am on the sideline.
Man, look at that.
And even Rob A's in that picture.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, put that up on WJFK.com.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cool.
And you see, at least before the game, how close we were.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So Rush Limbaugh, this is the story today.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think you've heard. All is not as you're hearing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it. Ow! Ow! Here it comes. Hey, shake it.
Yeah! See, she's touching herself. All right.
You got to know
they
that.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Giving away a key very soon. That could start the Jeep. We're giving away the 2004 Jeep.
The 2004 Jeep Liberty Artinger.
Now the Joe will have a report on it tomorrow. Good. What it's like to drive it. Also, we've announced the dinner on the Mayflower. We think it's a jive radio bit. It's funny. We really got a real Mayflower truck here,
yeah.
And there are semi topless erotic girls serving you a beautiful Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we said this year let's do it at the email donandmikeshow@wjfk.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have received one reply.
Well, it's tough to get the whole family together, and I'm delighted to see that we've received that, what appears to be rather lengthy reply.
Please invite Tom Gavin and his group home family to the Mayflower dinner with Dennis Murphy in pilgrim suit. Thanks.
No, thank you.
Thank you for writing.
Well, it takes time to get all the family together. You got to check with grandma, grandpa, great-grandma,
that's right.
The aunts, the uncles.
And here's one before we get to Rush Limbo. My hope is that Ethan Brooks of the Baltimore Ravens will enter. Because
right.
He's the guy with the suit.
I bet he can put away some turkey.
That looks like PJ. Your Don and Mike Show, Baltimore Raven of the Week.
Very good.
Here's a guy that's called. This is maybe the third time Joe's put his phone call up. And he's been on hold this time over 15 minutes.
All right.
Dave in Vermont. Dave?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Do you really think that we have somewhere to go comedically with the fact that it's Howard Dean's birthday?
Oh, of course. He's our next president.
Ah, you know, you're one of those internet guys that have been mobilized, the Dean camp.
Yes.
Very, very active.
Right. We're getting ready to trim this.
Wrong show for this kind of crap.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll send you a T-shirt in the mail, sir.
Next September 20th is
I just got my T-shirts in.
Yeah.
We're celebrating next.
That of course 20th. Is Clark 04,
no,
Wesley
good.
Clark 04, uh-huh.
The Dean machine. Listen, here's what I'd say to you: the Howard Dean thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep the kid touching on the down low, and he's got a good shot. But let's not, for whatever reason, put the name Howard Dean anywhere near kid touching.
Yes, yes, very, very important.
No,
because Howard Dean is not a kid teacher.
That's right.
No,
we don't want the name.
You don't want that associated
Howard
with
Dean associated
not
with
one little bit
kid toucher. And what you would hate is for a guy calling up a comedy, a shock radio show, trying to get a cheap plug in.
Yeah, trying to jam all his information in there in kind of a pushy way.
And it would be almost poetic for the disc jockeys then to say over and over the candidate's name and mention an awful, cruel,
terrible incident. Yes.
That, of course, Howard Dean never actually participated in.
But because
that would
of
be
the association of it.
Fondling children.
Yes, fondling kids.
That would be awful.
You wouldn't want that. You wouldn't want your candidate's name and our commentary to be associated, sir.
Well, you are the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, we are.
So it's acceptable to you. And tell me this. In this negotiation, which is apparently you're calling up, and you've called repeatedly now to say it's this guy's birthday,
mm-hmm.
in order to get the word out about this guy, it's okay. What about if we said he covers himself in feces?
Well, he does live in a farm community.
After he does inappropriate things to children.
They just spin it. Yeah, that was a good spin, wasn't it?
It's still
he
okay.
He does live in a farm community.
And he is a doctor, so he probably has touched a few kids.
Oh, oh my God.
Glad to have you.
I'm sure he's, wow, he's glad that you're on the Dean team.
Wow. You are just the Dean's peanut. I mean that. Get out of here, you dick. Imagine that, someone calling this show with a political agenda.
They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. I got news for you. They are everywhere.
Listen, let's go live right now to Florida.
Go back.
As you heard, the link is up. Now, here's the only thing I want to do. Nobody tell. I don't want Rush Limbaugh to know he's on the air.
Okay.
Okay? So nobody turn us into the FCC. We're going to do this Scouts Honor. So I'm going to be laid back like I am off the air.
Right.
All right, turn the baby on there. Okay. Hello, Rush. Hey, Rush. Hey, dude.
Hello. Yeah. Are we on the air now?
No.
Just give me one moment, won't you, please?
We're not
just
on.
A tiny second here.
We're not on,
just,
Rush.
All right. I'm coming to you from my home.
Oh, no.
How's Sue?
The constipation suppository. Damn. Don, how are you? Well, what time do we go live? What time do we hit? Do we hit the air?
I think we're going to wait. Buzz, you have this in your news, right?
Right, yeah, it's coming up.
Probably.
I'll dab later.
Stick around.
How long till the news? 10 minutes.
It's been a busy day. I've got a very, very rigorous schedule that I have to adhere to, and I'm just trying to save my...
Did you get all the lies in today?
We're not on the air for another few minutes.
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
We can talk. I took the advice of that wonderful chap that you hooked me up with up in New York, Smokey Rivers, and he told me to lie like the dog that I am, and I must tell you that I was successful. I believe that I duped and scammed my way through my broadcast and was able to successfully communicate to my listening audience that indeed I had kicked the habit, which of course you and a number of select individuals know is not true. It's not true in any way, shape, or form. The fact is that I am still hopelessly addicted to the blues and some of the larger pills as well. As a matter of fact, one of the nice things about going to a rehab is the fact that you meet like-minded individuals that can tell you how to beat the system and also expose you and give you more narcotics that are more powerful and also easier to assimilate into your body.
So you networked when you were in rehab.
I'm going liquid now, primarily liquid. And that, of course, requires something that scared me as a young boy.
Needles.
But if it can get the narcotic, get the pain to go away quicker, I will project it into my body in as fast a way as possible. I'm now using a kind of a cocktail of heroin and Demerol that seems to be working out absolutely wonderfully for me. And I really appreciate you keeping the charade up for me and communicating to your audience as well as mine. You're not only promoting my show, but you are also indicating to your listeners as well as mine that I have indeed kicked the habit and I am no longer addicted to prescriptions.
Just a moment now, behind the scenes with us two broadcasters.
Please.
Think about the mooks today.
All the mooks.
That listened to you and believed the crap that you were saying.
Absolutely. And the fact that they don't realize, well, they haven't realized anything for years. they follow me blindly, allegiance unquestioned, and are unable to process anything that would indicate to them that I am not the hero that they have in their mind. And it's a very, very, very difficult. I also wore a necklace into rehab made of Oxycontin pills, like a little candy.
Oh, like a candy right. necklace.
Absolutely delightful, and fed on it. And anyone said, the orderlies, they're so daft, and they'd say, Mr. Limbaugh, what is around your neck? I said, it's candy. Candy that I am enjoying, and then I would bite down there a little bit bitter, but the pain would immediately go away, and I would feel absolutely wonderful. And thank you and all of your disc jockey friend, Mr. Rivers, was infinitely helpful in telling me how to dupe my my audience. Are we receiving a phone call?
It's
now?
My cell phone.
Hold on a second.
Hello? You wrong number.
Hmm.
I didn't order anything. Some guy with an accent? Did you order something?
Oh.
Cabbage?
Cabbage.
All right, hold on. There you go. Here's the phone.
Hello?
Don't know how they got my number.
Martha.
Oh.
It's not Martha.
Oh.
Oh, Raul. Yes.
Was it Wilma?
No. Yeah. Okay, Raul. Very good.
Raul.
Yes, that'll be fine. Now, we cannot. We will be under constant scrutiny. And we will not be able to do the things we've done in the past. We have to go there. If you'll just allow me a second. How much time till air?
I tell you what, I'm gonna play the buzz music. Yeah. You got this time, go ahead.
That's fine. I have no problem with that. Yes, I am putting them in the suppository. Right? That is fine. mall transfers. You must keep them there. I must keep them there. And we will meet in the at the Denny's in stall three. You go in, you evacuate, I retrieve, and I put them inside of me. That is how we will do that.
Oh, my God.
Right. I also have 250 tablets in a hearing box that stuck to my head. The magic hearing box. My hearing aid, Raul. Right,
in a world where
bye-bye.
Owning a radio was actually for
he is down with the program.
Way
very fond of your young news.
He made it
before
up.
Before we go on the air, let me make sure
yes.
I'm straight.
Yes.
You're still taking the baby blues.
I am taking more now than I did before.
Wow.
I took more in rehab than I did.
And your guy.
Lie to your counselor.
Your guy.
Yes.
Puts them in like some a condom or something.
A bag. Plastic. And
swallows it?
No, he inserts it.
Into his...
In suppository form, he evacuates. Mm. I then go into the stall following him at a preordained time, and I retrieve, wash off with the toilet water, and insert. That is how we will be accomplishing it this time around. Mm. And I rest assured, barring some unsavory cameras in the facility at the Denny's in Florida, I will successfully achieve my goal, which is to eat 1,000 pills prior to my broadcast tomorrow.
Oh, hold on, Russ, we got
to make the pain go away. Of course,
we've got to go on the air. Hold on,
oh, very good.
We're going to, and now we're going to Buzz Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, California swears in its musclehead governor.
Wonderful. We're on the air. I'd just like to say thank you to Don and the crew. I must go. I have several other interviews to do.
Right.
But I want to thank you and you and you and everyone who's been so magnificently supportive during my time. And I have kicked that terrible habit. And I'm delighted to tell each and every one of you that I appreciate your cards and letters. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
How's Sue?
Sue is wonderful. She is positively wonderfully. Wonderful. Suppository.
Okay. Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, news and comments and the key for the Jeep coming up.
Very good. Hey. Joe's going to be driving the Jeep.
Who?
Joe Ardinger.
Oh, Joe, yes, Joe's driving the Jeep.
Remember, if you have issues with your hearing, remember to go out and immediately purchase yourself a magic hearing box.
That was very...
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's see if we can give away a key at $100 to win the Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 2004 car. We're giving this away on Friday, December 14th.
Very good.
And you'd be the first person to win a key. So your odds of winning, if we didn't do it again, you'd win the car.
Right.
But you got to answer a question.
Yes.
About today's show, 877-365-3636. Call in now. I feel bad because today's show was so all over the place, and I was excited about the football. And
we didn't
even talk about... there are a lot of dog tracks in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if... Former disc jockey Doug Track opened a dog track.
It would be a Doug Track?
Doug Track's dog track.
Track's track. The Doug Track dog track.
Hadley-lee, F you, sir. Anyway, it'll be involved with Yankit, and that's just something. That's Doug Track's dog track.
Doug Track, dog track. Can I help you?
One of those things after I spent like 36 straight hours with Rob.
Yeah, I help you now?
We just start laughing about stuff.
Yes, sir.
Someone cashed in a daily double ticket at the Doug Track Dog Track.
Welcome to the Doug Track Dog Track. Hello, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, it's the Grease Man Show.
Time for Buzz's News brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor?
It's doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888. Try VMAX. Now... here's the deal on this contest.
Okay.
You must have been listening to the entire show today. Because I'm going to ask a question that I think is pretty easy if you listen to the whole show today to win the key and the $100. And if not, then we may not give away a key today. We may give away two keys tomorrow.
No.
Yes.
No.
Maybe so. Maybe so, Mike.
You going to do it right now?
Yep.
Dang.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I caller 100?
Yes, you are.
Thank you very much, Joe.
What's your name?
My name is Craig.
Did you say thank you, Joe?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I got the radio up too loud.
What are you thinking Joe for?
I don't know.
You're just in the back there pressing buttons.
Here's the deal. Well, what's your name, my friend?
My name's Craig.
All right, now, you can win a key, and there could be as few as 18 keys, to win the 2004 Jeep Liberty, courtesy of Farish Jeep of Fairfax Circle.
You know what those odds are, sir? They're outstanding.
Yes, they are.
Go to www.4farish.com to see the car. It's the beautiful 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4.
You know what? I never asked you to do this.
Yeah.
Could I read that just for now? Like Rod Roddy reads it?
Robbie, why don't you write one up for him?
Yeah.
I mean, because all I have is this.
Right.
Rob,
right.
We've got the thing up in the office with all the stuff that it comes with.
I rarely ask that.
Well,
but every time you do that, I'm just chomping to read the same kind of thing that Rod Roddy would. As a tribute.
I'd love you to.
Good. Get it to pen to paper, Rob.
Because they've got the thing upstairs that's got like fog lamps and the CD and all the stuff that comes with it.
Sure, fantastic.
I can't wait to hear you say the preferred equipment package and California emissions.
There you go. Here you go now. For $100 in the key. First off, have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yes, I have.
Okay,
good.
Then you know I talked a lot about going down to Florida with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, you did.
Can you tell me what kind of chicken the Baltimore Ravens served on the airplane?
I believe it was a half chicken.
What is the brand name of the chicken?
Oh.
Bad. Easy.
Was it KFC?
Bad.
Oh.
And then he guesses.
Wrong.
Cheesy.
It was not. It was Popeye's.
Popeye's, that's
and
right.
You win precisely, Dick. Thank you. Goodbye forever.
All right.
Okay. I don't like it when people fudge it.
No.
And that's one where all you had to do is be listening.
That's right. That's it. All right. Well, listen, keep calling. Mm-hmm. I've got more questions. And I want to get to Buzz's news. Let's just see if we can give away a key.
Yeah.
Although I don't want to throw it away frivolously.
Do you want to give another question?
Well, no, I've got one. Let's see if they've been listening.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, whoever's on the phone here. Hello.
What do you need to know, Don and Mike?
All right. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
Hi, Charlie.
Speaking of what do you need to know, maybe you hit that again.
Okay, what is...
They have no idea what you want.
Oh, this is about the Mayflower thing?
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's we just received an email. But, Charlie, I'm doing another contest right now.
It's so confusing.
What?
I'm doing another contest now.
What's wrong with people?
Okay. He's going to adjust his meds. Listen, what's your name?
Eric.
I did. That's what you heard today.
Okay.
Oh, I'm raising them, remember?
I know.
Got to give it time to kick in.
Listen, simple question. When I was on the plane with the Ravens, I introduced myself to Brian Billick as somebody other than myself. Who did I introduce myself to Brian Billick as?
Another good question.
And if you don't know, just say you don't know. Don't guess. It'll piss us off.
No. Yeah, I know. It's from Fast Times at
At Ridgemont High.
Oh Jesus.
See, now I'd like
it's
to give
it's a tougher one than the first one.
I'd like to give it to him, but...
Yeah, but he should know this.
I'm sorry, we can't. And then... Well, then, this is going to be impossible if anybody gets this one. The last.
So, see, as we get losers, the questions get harder.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like it.
Turn down your radio. Hello?
It's down.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Ron.
Have you listened to the whole show today?
Yes, sir, I have.
This is an impossible question. For $100 and a key that can start the Jeep that we're giving away in less than a month. What is the name of the Dynamite Baltimore Ravens player of the week who wore a suit that appeared to be made out of silken pajamas?
Ooh.
I don't even have that one now.
Edwin Mulatalo?
What if I was to sport you his first name? Ethan. Anybody?
Said it a lot.
Ethan.
No, you don't know.
Oh, I know. I know. I know.
You
know.
You got it? What is it?
Go Ethan ahead. Brooks.
Right.
That's it.
Number 77.
That's it.
I didn't know, but it was tough. It was because it went out of my mind, too.
All right, let me see. All right, I got one more. One more, and then that is, really, that's it.
Ethan Brooks.
Yeah, right, no, we had it already. We had it. Hi, who's this?
It's Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
Goddamn Pasadena.
All right, Jason.
I hope he wins.
Yeah.
I like him. I hope he wins.
You've been listening to the whole show?
Absolutely.
Out of all the restaurants in Miami.
Oh, you were at the Palm, baby.
Hey, there you go.
Good man.
I'm glad this guy won. I like this guy.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. There you go. $100.
4 years. 4 years I have tried to win.
Good for you.
$100 and a key. That on Friday, December, what is the date?
December 12th.
13th, 12th.
He was listening.
Can start a 2004 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 worth over $23,000. Michael, read the whole thing on tomorrow's show. That's right, Bob. Thank you for listening.
Does it have the California mission?
Hold on, please, my friend. Way to go. Enjoy your $100 and your key.
Yeah. And, the kind of listener I like to see.
Amen.
And it was just because today's show was so jammed up. In future shows, we're going to make the keys a little harder to get.
Very good.
We're going to play games and make you do stuff to get the keys.
All right,
but
good.
Anyway, that's it. And see you at Doug Track's Dog Track.
Doug Track, Dog Track.
That's tomorrow. And Charlie came in with this in the middle of that other thing.
Right.
Yeah, is this people don't understand the dinner on the Mayflower?
Right.
Apparently Buzz, not.
Buzz, bear with me for a second.
Oh,
here.
Absolutely. This is important.
Did you call for me?
No.
Oh.
I was just speaking of you.
Jesus, he did adjust the dinner. They adjusted him.
Hey. We are giving away dinner on the Mayflower.
I'm Charlie. Give me the microphone.
And the deal is this, that you win dinner on a Mayflower moving van. Get it?
Yes.
And it's served by strippers.
Yeah, what you do is get your family together. We give you a free dinner.
Great dinner.
You're served by strippers, and you get to enjoy yourself.
And the funny part is that it's your whole family.
Yeah, bring not kids, but just bring your adult members of the family and sit down and have a free Thanksgiving dinner on the day before Thanksgiving, served by scantily clad women, and it should be fun.
And you win $500. Yeah. But we need an email, and we give you $500, but we need the email telling us why we should select your family.
Right.
Yes, and so tell us why your family would be great. Hey, my family's fun, we're fun-loving, that type of thing. Hey, you got enough of an example now?
These are the people that I would be bringing, you know.
Tell us why your family should win.
I'd be bringing my mom, Mabel, my grandma, Seth.
So it's Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Right.
That's it. And
send your email to us and tell us why your family would be perfect for this.
We received this from Steven.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he leaves a phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. My girlfriend and I would love to spend Thanksgiving in a hot, smelly truck. What would you like to know about us?
Nice effort.
You know, what didn't you get about the setup? That it's for a family.
Yeah, it's not going to be a hot, smelly truck. It's going to be a lovely, well-heated truck.
And lush. Very nice. Well, but I think what you need to stress that this is, above all, an essay contest.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity needs to go into the writing. It's not just an instant message.
Uh-huh. You're off.
That's right. No, that's a good point.
But he makes me laugh. It's
of
just,
course.
No, it's the concept of asking our listeners for an essay.
Please. Well, is it too much?
A grand essay.
Make it
a grand essay.
A grand essay.
Be a dear.
It's a grand essay contest.
And use the internet and email us, donandmikeshow@wjfk.com.
Write us a theme.
Yes, send your paragraph.
I told you at the beginning of the show today, we're to that nutty time of the year right by the holidays where normally we don't get anything to give away, and all of a sudden we get everything to give
away. Yeah, we've got a wonderful, lovely Jeep Liberty to give away for the holidays, and it's fantastic.
And then we've got the Mayflower thing happening as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not even mentioned that we're giving away a Friday round-trip airline tickets. You qualify for this thing. Remember this thing you qualify for? National Lampoon thing on the TBS.
Yeah, you win the box set of all the National Lampoon vacation movies, and then you get a chance to qualify. You qualify, whatever.
Yeah. It's just a lot to win.
I'm just trying to
enter all of them.
I know. There's just too much.
So much. You know, but that's better. That's better than having not enough. And we used to give away plastic combs.
Mike, Wednesday we're giving away the ultimate WWE DVD collection with 12 DVDs, a retail value of $315.
Well, that's something unusual on this show, a WWE prize.
Please watch WWE SmackDown Thursday at 8, 7 Central on UPN. That's my network, incidentally, of choice.
Yeah. UPN?
UPN.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I was upset at the Westin Hotel.
I like to watch it right before I go to the Doug Track Dog Track.
I know you don't like to watch it, Rob, because it's a colored network. But I like it because I like colored people.
Okay.
And I know when I got to the Westin down there in Miami, I said, there's something wrong with the TV. And she said, it's beautiful. I said, hello? a weird UPN.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you always do.
Yeah, she said.
Hey. You're responsible for having that put into many fine hotels.
I also like the PAX channel.
Yes, PAX is fantastic.
You know who likes that?
George Michael.
And he also likes my favorite,
which is
Oxygen.
Buzz?
Yes.
We were going to have news here.
Yeah, we were.
You know, this is the show really has gotten away from us. We're going to have
a crazy Monday.
We have to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get about, what do we have, like 10 minutes of show left? Yeah. We'll come back, and Buzz, I was going to say we won't jump in, but the news isn't the same.
That's right.
It
wouldn't be the same.
So anyway, Arnold is elected king.
That's what we're going to be talking about.
That's the lead story. Right. Okay. Thank you for your help, everybody, with all of these very confusing contests.
Hey, man,
we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Someone call for a doctor? Because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Someone call for a doctor?
All right, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Bodybuilder turned movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger was sworn in today as governor of California.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And although a few other celebrities gathered for the occasion, there are no big parties and no inaugural ball. There's too much bitterness over the way the recall vote divided the state, and the state's finances are a mess anyway. But 7,500 people were there for the one-hour ceremony, including Maria's family, the Shrivers. And
wait until they find out he can't read. Wait until he's sitting behind a desk tomorrow.
What does this word mean? What is this word? I don't understand.
It's deficit.
I want to go home.
This is your home.
I wish to go home. I want to go back to Los Angeles.
No, you have to live in Sacramento.
Nine! Celebrity supporters were there, including Rob Lowe, Rob Reiner, Jamie Lee Curtis, Dennis Miller, Tom Arnold, and former U.S. Secretary of State George
Dennis
Schultz.
Miller. Let me just write Dennis Miller off.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
I know that we screamed about him getting a conservative radio show,
right.
But now have you really lost all respect for Dennis Murphy?
Yeah.
Dennis Murphy.
No, no.
Dennis
respect
Miller.
Him more
this
than ever.
This pisses me off. Dennis Miller?
Hi, this
Dennis
is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, come on, Dennis.
What a tool. And think about the celebrities, too. You know, Rob Lowe, Dennis Miller. I mean, come on, give me a break. Jesus.
Well, now we're told
Dennis Miller was a cool guy.
Used to be, yeah.
So was Tom Arnold.
Right.
Now we're told that Arnold Schwarzenegger has gone to work mainly on the state budget deficit, which according to the latest report, he is 25.
He's got his pencil in his hand, and he's going to figure it all out. Duh.
Doing the math. The deficit is now $25 billion, much more than anyone expected, according to the latest report.
I am so angry.
I don't have time to go over these books. I'm so stupid. But Dennis Miller is my friend.
Yeah.
Former funny man.
TV cameras from all over the world were there to record today's inauguration, and Sacramento has never seen the likes of Arnold before.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It now hosts a governor who has a mansion in Brentwood, a ski lodge in Sun Valley, Idaho, a shopping mall in Columbus, Ohio, a Boeing 747 he leases to Singapore Air, a small fleet of Humvees, a custom-made $36,000 watch, some Indian Chief motorcycles, some custom-crafted humidors, and some Cohiba cigars.
How much did you say that deficit was?
$25 billion.
$25 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He can pick up a lot of that.
I think your point.
Yeah. He also still has the M47 tank from his days in the Austrian military.
Look at my tank. And if they get angry at me, I'll drive it into the legislature.
What is Dennis Miller doing?
I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
It's official. This is Dennis Miller.
Man, that guy wrote books that I would laugh out loud at.
Yeah, because they were so edgy and irreverent.
Mm-hmm. They picked on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, he always picked on both sides.
Listen, let me think. Well, although, who knows? Maybe he's doing it, you know. I climbed into the rectal column of David Modell because he was so very nice to me to take me down to Miami with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, maybe Dennis Miller has aspirations, you know, and of course with Mr. Modell, in case you're listening, you know I have aspirations for you.
There goes the Cincinnati game.
But really...
Do they have a Cincinnati game?
Yeah, they're in the same division to Cincinnati.
That's how I know you want to go.
Or I go to
That's
Cleveland.
How I know you want to really go.
Or I go to Cleveland.
Wow.
Send me to freaking Cleveland. I don't care.
Cleveland can be lovely in December.
No, it's an asshole. But I'll go. Send me. I'll go. Sure. But anyway, what do you think Dennis Miller's getting out of this? It's not like...
He's a political conservative.
It's not like Arnold has a job for him or this is a career move.
Shocker of shockers, those of us who didn't know this,
yep.
Dennis Miller has a political agenda now.
Ouch.
He's reinventing himself.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
After he single-handedly effed Monday Night Football because he sucks so bad.
I liked him on that.
I thought he sucked.
I didn't mind the big words. I didn't know.
No, I mean, I didn't mind the big words, but I just thought he was totally not a fit.
Yeah.
Now, see, now it's war on him now. I'm sorry. He has pissed me off.
I agree.
Interesting. Well, the first jury has spoken in the trials of the D.C. sniper suspects. John Allen Muhammad, the older of the two, was found guilty today of capital murder by a jury in Virginia Beach.
Just get it done quick.
Now comes the
penalty.
I'd like to see the sentencing done quick and then carry out the execution quick.
This is up next, the penalty phase in which the jury will decide between the death penalty or life in prison without parole. The death penalty is available under a post-9/11 law in Virginia that's never been tested before.
How about just some ass who got out a gun and shot people for a month law?
You know, there's so many people that were so deeply affected by that around here. And
right.
You know what? F it. This is one. Execute him. Be done with it.
Or if you're not going to kill him, lock him in a room with Dennis Miller for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. Now that is cruel and unusual.
Before making their choice, the jury will hear about Muhammad's anti-Semitic remarks and his record of being a troublesome prisoner. It's been over 5 weeks since Rush Limbaugh vanished from the airwaves and into a drug rehab program. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it was a DJ thing.
Today.
George Michael.
Today, the talk show host returned, probably to huge ratings, and to questions about his past position that drug users should go to jail. Ratings aside, the latest Gallup poll shows that over half of all Americans have an unfavorable opinion of the DJ.
Doesn't matter.
Including more than a third of all conservatives.
Does not matter.
Speaking of rehab,
no,
that's...
But I will tell you, this should be buzzing.
Sure.
We're running out of time. This is not going to be... I was talking...
When is Dennis Miller going to be on his show? That's what I want to know.
Talking to a radio guy last week who said something along the lines of, it's going to be like, who shot JR? You know, like that Dallas episode. I said, you're blowing this way out of proportion.
I heard estimates they were expecting 3 to 4 times the normal.
I don't think so. I agree with you.
No. America did not stop today at noon.
No way. To
listen to Rush Limbaugh say that.
No, what I'm saying is about him, he's going to have his, you know, it's not going to matter if the country has an unfavorable relationship with him. He's going to have his little psychos that are going to be all over the world. You know, hey. I mean, that's the way it's going to work. But
look at that great big head.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think that the brain inside it was no bigger than an English walnut, would you?
Cabbage. He's gonna always have that core listenership.
Right. Well, his return
just like we do
didn't generate much press interest. The only comment I've read is he said that the rehab was intense.
George Michael.
Intense, but ultimately unsuccessful.
In sports, 4 Oakland Raiders could be suspended by the league after they reportedly tested positive for the steroid THG.
That's right.
Found in hashish. CBS says the foursome... Oh, that's THC.
I understand that, Mr. Moon Unit.
CBS says the foursome includes defensive tackle Dana Stubblefield.
And wasn't Romo in that as well? Bill Romanowski?
Yes.
He's shocked that he would be involved in something
part
like
of the
that.
Group also.
And Mr. Burbank, I understand you socialized with the Ardingers this weekend?
Yes, I did.
That's why I saw the helicopter flying over your house.
Yes, hovering with the searchlight. Finally, in Easton, Pennsylvania, 47-year-old Robert Peters is happy, but he can't be proud. He's off the hook on indecent exposure charges. His alleged victim says she saw him hem of his shorts. Bob says that's not possible because he's not that well endowed. He says she must have seen one of his folds of fat.
But that might be...
That's a good kicker.
That might be the best one in a long time. So it wasn't his penis.
That's what he said.
It might have been one of his folds of fat.
But I am out of rehab.
And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Alright, we gotta go. The Mayflower thing. With the Crystal City Restaurant. Email Don and Mike Show at WJFK.com.
Why you should win.
Yes, and the car tomorrow with Joe and everything else. And that's it. Gotta go. See ya. Bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Jordan. Joe, you driving? Joe, we got 20 seconds. Come here. You driving the car home tonight? The car we're giving away?
Can't find the key.
Try one of these.
Okay, never mind. Hey, you.
Hey, look, it's a fold of fat.
Hey.
BM.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.